Hello? Anybody else there?
This must be Joel's great connection.
Well,
I was trying to figure out how to hook up the voice modulator so he could hear me going. And just have you go, yeah, right, Mike. Yeah, good point.
That's something that.
Yeah. I'm waiting for my beer to ice down here.
Well, gee, Joel was an hour early. Now he's not around.
So I hope I didn't scare Barty away. He didn't connect, did he?
No.
I saw a square for him, and then it went away.
Yeah, I don't know whether that meant. I don't know.
Or does that happen when you're calling?
Your guess is as good as mine. I'll tell him we're connected on.
All right.
They're up on Skype. Up.
Well, that was quick.
I see a still picture.
Can you hear me?
Joel?
Can you hear me?
Joel?
Oh, shit. What's set up?
Barry, do you hear something?
I hear.
Hello?
I see Joel's picture.
I see his picture. I don't see video.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Hello? Hello?
There's some kind of noise there.
Blah, 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 blah. You guys are fucking with me.
He's smiling. He heard me.
No, I can see there's video now.
Can you hear me?
No, I don't think so. The video's kind of off too.
It's on my MacBook.
Check your settings because it's I don't know. Can you hear me? Okay. Michael, can you hear him?
What?
Michael, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay,
hello?
Video.
No shit. All right, hold on. Skype.
I've got video, but it's kind of cubing every once in a while.
It's kind of that Minecraft thing.
Yeah.
Check, check. One, check, two. No, USB microphone.
If
that's working.
If you're saying something, the audio's not coming through.
Shit, hold on. How about now?
No.
You said no, you just answered me.
No, I don't see anything going on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Barty.
Hey, Barty, can you hear me? Barty?
Joel, I can't hear you.
Is Joel here?
I can read your lips.
Hey, Barty.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Good. Were you on and it dropped off?
No.
Huh. All right.
I just got on.
I thought I saw you when we first connected, but I don't know if the squares come on when Barry calls and then they drop off, don't answer or what.
Can you guys hear me now? Hello? Can you hear me?
Have you guys heard from Joel?
I can see Joel, and he's tapping his headset.
Can you hear me now?
I think he said, can I hear you, and no.
His video just came
up. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, he can hear us. Did you check your settings?
Checking them now.
Okay. Try it.
Sounds... inputs.
Whoa, video just went wild.
Okay, well, let's see here. Hold on a second. Let me get this out of the way. And can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Why is this turning me down?
There's there's kind of a Cylon-y sound.
I can see your lips moving in the video. Your video's there. It's a little funny looking, but you're there.
Alrighty then. Well, everything's set right on my end. I don't know why it's not working.
You have to type. I couldn't read those lips.
Alright. Hey, can you hear me now? I'm on my MacBook's microphone. Can you hear me now? Hello?
There's noise, but it's unintelligible.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello?
USB.
Yeah, I know. I unplugged it. I unplugged it. I hate this.
Oh, crap. Well, your video's going really to hell now.
You guys are fucking with me.
Joel? Oh. It's back to the picture. We got the picture now.
Hello?
Anybody else got video from Joel? I've got his picture up. Maybe.
Okay. This is shit.
Maybe we should turn off our video, see if we can reduce bandwidth.
Yeah, mine's already off.
Okay, mine's off.
I don't know what to do now.
Oh, I got audio.
What do you mean you got audio?
I got audio, Joel, but it's really Cylon-ing. Really bad.
Well, I have no idea why.
Is there any way you can turn down your bandwidth?
Fuck off.
Maybe it's too fast for Skype.
Joel?
Yeah?
We're fucking with you.
You guys... I knew you
turn my video off. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
And I did. I answered him twice, though. Like, oh, crap.
I was wondering about that. Didn't Joel notice that?
He did. He did. I had to cover my ass real fast.
I'm like, man, my shit's fucking... My machine's old, but my internet's fast. It's incredible. I mean, this old machine is working like a new one, and I'm like, and you guys are going, I can't hear you. I'm like, how the fuck not? Sheboygan, Idaho can fucking... Boise can hear me, but you guys can't.
That was good.
You're fine.
Oh. Actually, you're crystal clear, Joel.
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you all.
Video and audio.
Sitting here thinking, what the hell's wrong? Fucking going all over the place. You guys, I figured, you know, at some point you heard me say, there, you guys got to be fucking with me. You have.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. It was close because there was a couple times I answered you. And it was like,
you answered me. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, can you hear me now? No, I can't hear anything. What do you mean I can't hear anything?
I can read your lips. And actually, I could read your lips because, you know, when you say, can you hear me now? That's pretty obvious when you say that.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm sitting here thinking, it can't be a bandwidth issue. It's impossible. I'm like, is my machine too slow? I'm like, no, this machine will hold its own. Oh, you guys had me going for a while. Then I'm like, after all this, I mean, you have no idea the story I have to tell as far as to try to get fiber into this house.
Uh-oh. I don't see it listed in Geek Corner.
I'm going there now. I'm going to update the notes.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night. Cure him! Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael, the virtual Youper. Tonight, Joel gets fiber. Fuck you. Joel moves into Antrim. Joel truck is pulling trailers. Joel. All we ever talk about is Joel. All that and more on Late Night. And now, digitally gathering to hear about how wonderful Joel's fiber connection is.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Here's Joel, Barry, Barney, and Michael!
Sorry if my camera keeps bouncing. Here's the thing. The only bragging right that I have is the fact of the matter is that I have this high-speed internet, 1 gigabit fiber. Besides that, I am actually on 2 sawhorses that have a piece of the drywall. You see how this is bad?
Yeah, it's the drywall.
Like any good geek, man, bandwidth comes first.
The bandwidth comes first, man. I don't even have technically running water in this house, but I got gigabit fucking internet. And I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. It's like, oh my god, I'm on a piece of drywall that I've been. All right, not for nothing, and just take it for what it is. I'm going to hold the computer up just for a split second so you can see just how rustic things are. So, you see that?
Yeah. That's rustic. Yep. Hey.
On the wall.
But you know what?
It's my house.
You're not being shot at.
Nope. I mean,
Joel.
So this is this room. I got the ceiling done.
Yeah,
the ceiling
looks
up.
Good.
That's fiber insulation for the floor, and I still got a couple of areas that are done. That window needs to be replaced.
Yeah, who died?
What?
Who died?
Why?
You had a wreath up on a easel.
I had a what?
It looked like there was a wreath on an easel.
Oh, no, that's Christmas. See?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Christmas in July.
Yes,
well, I have been hanging sheetrock and then trying to cook. Oh, shit, I didn't put the chicken on the grill yet. Oh, well. That's okay, I got Crown and Coke right here, so we're good. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's trying to move and do construction at the same time is the hardest damn thing ever, because not one room is actually one room is finished.
Hmm.
Let's just say edit document using edit online Word. Wait a minute, continue. What? Please confirm your account that you want to access the internet with info. No, that's not what I want.
Might be checking you because you're on a new internet.
Yes, it is. So if I hit sign in here on OneDrive, it should let me edit online. Well, that plus Debbie was using my MacBook here for a while to check on her stuff when we were back in Nashua. So, oh, here we go. Now I'm good. And she had some choice words to say about my MacBook. She's like, there's no stupid mouse. I'm like, no, it works a little different. So here I go. There we go. Now I can edit.
You can use a mouse with a MacBook, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just didn't have it plugged in. There you go.
Yeah, I always use a mouse with my MacBook.
I do too, and I use the mouse and the touchpad at the same time.
I should grab the mouse, but you know what? Here again, the joys of moving. I don't know where half my shit is. I've got bags and boxes. We've got totes. We've got and they're is spread out amongst 3 or 4 rooms of the house plus the garage.
Hmm.
And I'm like, where's my, I don't know. I got a bag, and when I hold it up and you saw the wreath, there's a bag of my laundry with work boots and underwear. So
have you moved in, or are you kind of semi-moved in, or?
Well, we're officially, this is home, this is where we sleep, this is, our bed's coming over tomorrow or Monday. Our bed's coming over. So what we've got is the kids had bunk beds that had mattresses, and then we may have air mattresses that we put those on.
Oh, okay. That works.
Yeah, and that's in our temporary makeshift bedroom. The room I'm technically in right now will be our bedroom with the lofted ceiling.
Nice.
And but for as it is right now, until I get all the wallboard put up, I'm just using it as a fill-in room just to so Debbie can watch TV in what's our temporary bedroom, but is actually going to be the living room.
Hmm.
Which yep. that room is 90% done. I just got to put the carpet and put the trim around the doors on the closets.
Okay.
So it's sort of like, have you ever heard people say, hey, let's go to the cabin? You know, and the cabin is very, very rustic, and that's where they go to get away from it all. You hear Mainers say it a lot. We're going up to the cabin. Well, we call this house the cabin, and yep. I'll show you the outside of it, but it's pretty much like the cabin, except we got wicked awesome internet, and we've got full electricity, and the water situation is semi-resolved. We got a little bit more work to do there before I have fully flowing water in the kitchen and the bathroom.
Okay.
But so needless to say, it's like, well, when you got to go take a shower real quick, you run across over to Kenny's house. He's got a shower and a bathroom in his basement.
There you go. That works.
It works. But you know what? This is ours. This is ours, and no more apartments. I still got shit in there that has to come out, like a lot. Well, not a lot, but a fair amount. And it's a blast, man. It's a total blast trying to move and do construction. So you move all your shit in, and then you have no place to really put it. And so then you finish up a room, and then you stick it all in the finished room, which then gets cluttered. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, well, we might as well start this thing because we already have. Hey, welcome everybody to Late Night QRM Show 191. Yes. Oh, no! 191?
It's a Belladromic wonder!
Wonder! Anyway, hey, from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
And from the, wow, I got to think about this, from the central west part of New Hampshire.
You're pretty much central. Because remember, New Hampshire gets narrower as you go north.
This is true. So
you're
so
central.
So from central New Hampshire in Studio A, this is Joel.
No, you got that wrong. It's Studio FY or FU.
FU.
All right. From central New Hampshire in Studio FU, this is Joel.
And from the Tug Hill Plateau, this is Barty.
And from Studio V in the outskirts of Great Suburban, Greater, whatever, outside of Copper Harbor. It's Michael the Virtual Uber. I lost it somewhere in there. I don't know.
Right. And we've already, let's move into, hell. My machine's not ready. Let's move in, though.
I'd rather not. Take a quick left. That's or right. Either way.
Here we go with Podcasters Anonymous.
Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
All right, and I'll start off with tonight's... Podcasters Anonymous. I am drinking a standard Bacardi rum and Coke Zero. That followed my 32-ounce gin and tonic for dinner.
And in place of food.
Yeah. No, I had food, too.
Yeah, he had a few crackers and some cheese.
All right. And who's up next? Michael, you're up next.
Yes. Well, last time I visited my mom, she had some beer in the basement she asked me to bring back with me, which I was glad to do. But it was a wee bit on the warm side tonight, so I went down to the Gaslight General store, which you still can't buy generals at, Dr. Dave. And you got a freshening of ice, iced the beer down, and I now have some Summer Shanty, which is Weiss beer on lemonade. It's a beer and lemonade mix.
Ooh.
Pretty tasty, actually.
Wow.
Ooh, very nice. Myself, I decided that's a nice looking label on that bottle, too.
Yeah, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
That is actually, it's a nice looking label too. It's ornate. For myself, I decided to go all hog wild because this is my first day podcasting from the new house with up here in Antrim and with super duper Superman on steroids internet. So I treated myself to Crown Royal Apple, the big bottle,
ooh,
and Coke.
Joe.
Yeah. Barty?
I'm enjoying the usual J&B brandy.
All right. Now, I got to ask something before...
Ooh, Cat 5. Ooh.
Before we continue...
I feel connected.
Does anybody else have their video on? Because...
I do.
I know you do.
I do.
I see yours. You do? I have your still picture. Seriously, I have your still picture.
Who, Michael or me?
Michael.
Yeah.
No, I can see Mike. I can see all three of you. Michael's looks funny. I wish I could see Michael now.
Michael, you might want to turn yours off and turn it back on again so you have it clear up on my side.
Technical troubleshooting.
Seriously. And Barty, I don't know whether you've got yours on, but I don't see
you. No, it's off.
Okay.
With my bandwidth, I tend to have a hard time hearing you guys if I have the video on.
Oh. I don't know what that's about.
I've got Michael standing there in his... paramedic uniform.
Yep, same here.
Otherwise known as the coffee refill button.
But he is a handsome man in that picture, I must say.
It is. It's stunningly handsome, rugged.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was weird.
Moving on.
I still got a still picture of him.
It'd have been more weird if we're all in the same room.
I was hoping Michael was... was trying to reset his video.
Party.
Oh,
are you guys picking up this
again?
Oh, yeah. There's the circle dots of love. Hey, there it is. Hey, are you picking up the sound of my ceiling fan? Should I shut that down a little bit?
No, you're good. I don't hear it. I have nothing from you, Michael.
I can see Michael just fine. He's doing this.
I'm trying. There's nothing I can do on my side.
I can see him fine. Maybe your internet sucks.
Shut up.
Who do you have for a provider, Barry? What do you call that? Super point? That's right. Fail point.
End point.
End point.
Vanishing point.
More like it. Ooh, I mean, one thing I like about Barry's internet access is at least I've got somebody that has worse access than I do.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the only person Joel's super internet is hogging all the bandwidth coming in because I can't see any of you guys but Joel's video.
All right, you know what? I'm going to shut my video off just to prove a point. There you go. My video is now off. Did it get better?
Nice hat.
No, Michael is still a picture.
See, I told you it wasn't my super internet because it's super.
super.
Oh, well. Michael, I can't watch you in video. That's all. Not sure why.
That's too bad. It's fun watching him dance in the studio.
I'm turning my super internet video back on.
Okay.
All right. Just like that.
No, you're not.
I'm getting a circle.
I see the circle of Joel.
It's coming back.
It's the circle of... No.
Never mind. Let's not go there.
Oh, cool. Wrong show.
Here we go. Technical wonders. All right, let's continue on because we do really have to shorten these shows up a bit.
Okay, and yes.
One of the reasons they're not getting at us because I don't have 3 hours to go through.
Yes, Michael, you don't have to give me the earful. You did see me take a drag on a cigarette because in the middle of the move, I lost my pipe.
Oh, no.
So my Captain Black is right there in my backpack, and I said to my beautiful bride, I said, you know what? I don't know where the hell my pipe is, and because I like to have a little Captain Black and relax. And I said, with podcasting supplies, I realized why I got a little bit testy 2 days ago. I said, I have my Captain Black.
Ah, there we go.
So I reverted back to my 20s,
and
Marlboros.
And I got to tell you, Joel, you're still circling here.
Am I really?
Yeah.
I see him fine.
Yeah.
No.
The only way maybe I can probably reset this is for me to go off and on. I'm not going to do that now.
We got good audio.
Maybe, Barry, yeah. Barry, maybe it's that 32-ouncer you had for dinner.
No, Joel's got a circle right on his nose.
Well, you know, gin for dinner, that will do it.
Yep, okay. Well, let's continue on since we've already gotten into Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Okay.
That's the rebus.
Joel, you're enjoying that way too friggin' much.
That might be the caramel coke.
Okay, that's a good excuse.
I don't think my old MacBook Pro can handle this. The video. I think that's what the problem is.
I see you crystal clear.
Yeah, oh, sure. You can see me. You're still circling. Since you turned yours off and back on again, you haven't come back.
I can see Michael good, too.
How about nice. Joel? Hey,
nice cap.
I like that, Michael.
That is nice.
You guys ought to sell those as a fundraiser.
We do. So in the general store.
Oh, put me down for one. I'll send you the money.
Yeah, I'd like to have one as well. I think it'd be cool to have people asking me, Copper Harbor, where the hell is that? It's at the tip of the penis.
Oh, no. It's at the top of the windshield.
It's at the tip of Michigan's penis.
It's on the nose of the snowmobile. That's what I always say.
The Indian name is Kewanee, which in Indian means Michigan's penis.
Oh, man. Well, you know, why?
You said that in such a soft, meaningful voice, too, you know?
Because we haven't picked on Michael in a while.
We didn't, really. Oh, my God.
Besides, I can't see him, so. Let's see.
That's your problem.
I got to say that this was a tough week.
We can see Michael making eyes at you.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Watch out. You know what's next.
You're about to be uperized. Oh, no.
Anyway, I got to say that this week for me was long and long. I actually had to work 5 days in a row.
Oh, not that.
I think it's the first time I've done that since April. Oh, I'm not sure.
Did you have a nap?
I had to. Well, I was my boss this week because he was on a cruise. Wow. So I got to do my job plus his job. So next week I got to take
your nap.
Yeah, but we did have the company picnic or company picnic lunch or cookout lunch this week, so that was fun. And but that's about it. That was, you know, it's been a long drawn out week at work. But I did enjoy, I have been enjoying other people's podcasts, and particularly at work, because I use Pocket Cast's web app, and so I've been actually listening to more up-to-date podcasts. I didn't realize that Jason with an E put the Illuminati Club on its own separate feed, and I heard people talking about that, and so I went and searched for it and found it. So now I actually marathoned yesterday the Illuminati Club because they all showed up and they were up top.
Illuminati Social Club.
Social Club, sorry. Hey, I am bad with names. Sorry. I mean, God, I can barely remember.
Yeah, Joel gets it right to pick on you because of it.
Well, it's because he forgot the name of Jason's other podcast in our last podcast. So I figured.
Well, yeah. What is that?
Well,
I know OMGJK because that's easy to remember.
Alien CG, isn't it?
Well, that's his name. That's his.
Yeah.
That's his name on Twitter.
Ah.
And probably other things. No, it's guest pumps and lightning arresters
it's
or something.
Gas in.
Oh, that's
it. Swamp gas and moonlight, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
It's swamp gas CNR? And something.
Yeah, swamp.
Yeah.
Gas, gas pumps and lightning arresters. That's what I said. Something like
okay, that. We'll work with that. Yeah. Sorry, Jason.
I listened to them. They're all good.
Jason can't be too mad at us. Well, I asked him to type in the names of his podcast into a podcast list on my iPhone on Friday night. Oh, no, Saturday night, excuse me. And he went and typed in his own podcast wrong. <'Cause> it delayed me finding it because I kept looking for it. He put in SGRM instead of SGMR, and it took me the longest time to try to find it, you know, until I figured, wait a minute, maybe you got the last two letters wrong. And I checked it that way, and boom, it came right up.
Wow.
So I was like, okay.
Holy
so if we mess it up, we
then
can't.
Welcome to DyslexiCast.
Really. So he can't nail us too much since he messed up the name of his own damn podcast. So we're listening to you, Jason.
You know what's funny? I just went ahead and checked the SGMR podcast, and I saw I went to Downcast, and I just went ahead and went, hey, update. And there was a new one that was coming through for...
Today.
Was it up in this? Yeah, yeah, I realized that, but when I just said update... It went boop, boop, done. The whole podcast took less than 2 seconds to download. That is awesome.
Fuck you.
Another SDFU degree.
I just downloaded 2 podcasts in 2 seconds.
Fuck you.
And yeah, Debbie's watching cable TV, which is ours is over fiber and is on the internet, and both phones are banging on it. Didn't even hiccup. My.
Yeah. Well, I think Barry speaks for all of us.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Exactly.
It's definitely going to remain Studio FU.
You know what? Whenever you have some major downloads to put up, you know, uploads to do, feel free to just come on up to the house. You don't even need to come inside if you don't want. You can just stand outside, hit my network, and go bang, boop, and done, and leave. Probably all within 3 minutes.
It's the that's new 802.11fu protocol.
Good one, Michael. Yeah. I was stopped by a guy at a kiosk for Verizon Fios at a store recently, and he was asking me if I was interested in Verizon Fios. I said, "Buddy, if you could give me Verizon Fios, I would pay you personally $500."
What'd he say?
He said, "Really? Where do you live?" He was all excited. And I said, I told him, "Well, I live out in Redfield." He goes, "Where's that?" I says, "Well, you know, if you leave the interstate at Sandy Creek and head into the woods about 15 miles and then go south another 5 miles and then go another 3 miles down to hit dirt, that's where I live." He goes, "Oh, I don't think we have Fios there." He goes, "No, we don't even have fucking cable there." That's why I say, if you give me Fios, I will give you $500.
Seriously, yeah. I would, too. I would give the guy
Michael's joined the French Foreign Legion. I got a Lawrence of Arabia look there. I like it. You're rocking it well.
By the way, I got Joel's video back. But nobody else's.
Yeah, but you need to see Michael. He's the one that's got the interesting video.
I know. I just got him there with his arms crossed.
Oh, that's good, too. He looks handsome there.
That's a smart hat. That's a damn smart hat indeed. So,
well, I have to say...
these dog days of August.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to continue on because we have to keep these shorter. Going to try to anyway. I had to mention the last Republican debate because I did watch it, and unlike Jason with an E, who thought it was a dismal, terrible debate, I probably semi-agree with him, but the only reason I watched it was because the Donald was there. I knew that the Donald would say stuff and make the other candidates react in different ways than the normal. And maybe this is a New Hampshire thing, because I got to explain. Most of these debates, if you try to watch them, the candidate gets a question. And if the question fits into his his points, his reading notes, his commercials that he puts on, then he will spout off, you know, the usual blah blah to answer the question. However, if it's not a question that he campaigns with, he will switch it to one of his points in the campaign that may have nothing to do with the question and continue on. Now, the Donald kind of stopped that. They actually had to talk. And I say it's a New Hampshire thing because I don't know about the rest of the country, but here, the 2016 presidential commercials started last January here, and they've been going strong since. And I got to say that Kasich did one of those things. He took a question, and then he went into, and it was verbatim, his talk on one of the commercials they've been playing here nonstop for it. And it was the exact lines and everything. And that's what we normally get. So I got to say, kudos to the Donald for making it a hell of a lot more interesting than your standard debate. And I got to say, whether you like him or not, I agree with him on one thing. The one thing is, we got to stop this PC crap. We don't have time for this PC crap. Everybody gets offended over something, so nobody can talk. Nobody can speak their mind. And if they say something a group doesn't like, then they try to ruin their lives over it. It's ridiculous.
Well, they usually succeed. I agree with you, Barry. This PC bullshit has to stop.
It's got to fucking stop. Get a thicker skin, people. It's somebody's opinion. You don't like it? Okay, you don't like it. You don't have to try to ruin their lives. You don't have to sit there and dwell on it for God knows what, you know? A week later, the person probably doesn't even remember what they said. You know, just mm-hmm. knock it off. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, I got to sit there and pussyfoot around at work for fear that I might get fired because I might say something that's going to offend somebody. And people get offended so freaking easy these days. It's just ridiculous. I'm offended that people get offended. How about that?
Yeah, so, I agree with you, Barry. I think you're right on the mark there.
So I don't care, like him or leave. And I told my wife, I said when I was watching, I said, you know, the one thing about this, you could have pulled Donald Trump out of there and stuck Howard Stern in, and you would have gotten the same results. I mean, that's kind of how I felt about it. I mean, but I
well, Howard Stern wouldn't have made any of your Rosie O'Donnell references, though.
No, probably not, but I thought that was great. But see, who else would do that? Everybody else is horrified because they might say something. Oh, my God, that's offensive. And he goes, no, women, just Rosie O'Donnell. You
know? Yeah.
Come on. Well, you know, that was great.
He can't deny that he berated her and insulted her rather terribly.
And she did the same to him.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, he didn't deny it. He just said, no, it was only Rosie, you know. And but, you know, the thing that got me is that the next day, everybody's talking about how terribly he treated that woman that questioned him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, wait a minute. He didn't really treat her that terribly. You know, he just responded in kind to the way that she was talking to him. And it's like, you know, if she's too prissy to play in the garden, then maybe she ought to go back to the kitchen.
Yeah, again, you know? Grow a thicker skin. Quit being offended.
You know, it's like a lot of times these people, they want to be able to attack people but not be attacked back. Right. And it's like, well, you know, if you want to be on the attack, you got to be ready to get a response.
Yeah.
And if you're not ready for the response, then don't attack.
Right.
Exactly.
And I don't care, you know, what the gender is or what the race is. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, if you're one person trying to make a statement about something and you're a little shy or feeling upset about the response you get when you're being responded to in kind, well, toughen up.
Yeah.
Or don't make the original complaint.
The other thing that cracked me up with him, too, was the first question out. I was like, would anybody, if they don't win, in the primary, would anybody consider going, you know, third party? And the only one that raised their hand was Donald Trump. And I said, the guy's got balls. Everybody else is too damn afraid. Too damn afraid to do anything.
Well, that's because none of them want to spend their own money to finance a campaign.
That's true.
Or they don't have the money to personally finance a campaign. Yeah. I mean, who was the only other third-party candidate that you can remember? Ross Perot, who was a billionaire.
And finally,
you know, who had his own money and had the ways and means to finance a campaign.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump is in a kind of a unique situation where he doesn't need Republican Party financial support to wage a campaign.
Yeah.
So he can tell those guys, hey, you either pick me or you pick your ass. I'm going my own way.
Yeah. And you know, do I think he's going to win? Has any kind of chance in hell to win? No. But he sure is making things interesting. And he sure is making the usual blah, blah, blah campaign different. And we need different. We need to hear what these people actually think and say instead of what their handlers and their money lenders are forcing them to say.
Yeah.
It'll probably go back. If he disappears off the campaign, you know, it'll go back to the usual blah, 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 and I'll stop watching.
Well, other than Donald Trump, I don't think there is anything different than just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think everybody's waiting for him to shoot himself in the foot and disappear. And they're not taking any chances. They're all hedging their bets, expecting an early exit.
Hmm.
So, you know, so far, he has not really made a major change as far as I can see.
No, and he hasn't apologized for anything either.
Well, I don't think he has to.
Which
he's saying his own personal opinion, so, you know.
So, anyway. Oh, well.
He stopped right in the middle of a sentence when I sent you a text.
Oh, well, yeah. I saw a text. Sorry. No, I was trying to figure out how to wrap this up and move on to the next thing, which is Michael.
Oh, Michael.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, is this thing on? Sorry. All right, so.
Michael's enjoying those beers too well.
No, I'm trying to keep the bandwidth going here. It's a busy, busy, busy weekend in the harbor. But this Monday, and long before, this will come out long after this happens. But anyhow, this coming Monday, my mom and mother-in-law are coming up to visit for their annual visit, and it's going to be the first time in 2 years my mom's been up here, so this is going to be kind of cool. We'll pick them up at the airport on Monday afternoon, and it'll be here through Friday.
Cool. Nice.
And we will have the Mom and Mom Network up at the Mariner North.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. You guys were up here.
I got to get back to the Mariner just for the damn Rubens, man. Those things.
They were to die for.
Oh, they have a selection now of grilled cheese sandwiches to die for. I mean, not a grilled cheese sandwich. They have 4 or 5 of them.
Wow. Really? Oh, different types of grilled cheese.
Different types of grilled cheese sandwiches.
I had a grilled cheese up there. I forget what I had on it, but it was good.
You probably had a Kayak. Kayak is like 4 or 5 different types of cheeses.
Oh, wow.
But they also have a meat. They also
had a
have
meat
grilled
one.
Cheese. Yeah, they also have one called the Hypocrite, which is a vegetarian sandwich with Canadian bacon on it.
Oh, that's great. That's classic. So how long are they staying up for, did you say?
Till Friday.
For a week. Wow. Nice. And
looking forward to it.
That's cool. And fire and EMS calls this week. Yeah, you said yesterday you had some fun.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday alone I had 3 calls. Actually, this kind of started back at when we finished up the show last Saturday night. I think all of us were pretty tuckered out, especially with the early start we got. Where's the rim shot? Anyhow.
Way to work the boards.
Sorry.
Thank you. I'm here all week and the week after. Try the veal. Unless you're vegan or vegetarian, then don't try that. But anyhow.
Canadian bacon's good, though, right here.
It's what's it called? Pembra?
Huh?
Pembroke?
Pea meal bacon.
Pea meal bacon.
Okay. Yeah, the first time I ever had that bacon was Pod Camp Toronto when Scarborough dude took me out for the breakfast before I left for the, left to come back home. Had some of that. Hey, get off on the subject here. Emails calls, yes. So anyhow, so we were pretty fried by the end of that show and the post show. I walked back to the house. Actually, I think I was still talking to you guys when I walked back to the house. And talked to Chris. I was just plumb tuckered out. Crawled between the sheets. And as soon as I reached over to turn the light off, the pager went off. And that was the start of it. And that wasn't too fun either, because that was... I had no partner available that night, and so I had to respond to a very serious situation, which I think turned out okay. But I had to go over to the next town, and fortunately, because I knew I was going to be a busy camper, the person renting the house next door turned out to be a paramedic from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wow.
So the two of us were working on the patient to get intercept up there. So that worked out pretty good.
Hey, Michael,
but,
I'm going to interrupt you real quick. Do you still have your video on?
No.
No. Oh, no,
okay.
I don't.
Okay, because your audio at this end is
garbled.
Of course.
A little garbled.
My turn to talk.
Yeah. No, you're fine. Actually. You just sound like you're talking on a phone.
Yeah, and you know what? It turned the video off on its own.
Oh, really?
I also realize my bandwidth is getting bad. Skype does it now. If your bandwidth dips, it turns off your video.
Okay.
No kidding.
But at least mine does. Hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's my MacBook doing. And, you know,
Joel's actually turns four more on. Okay. Sorry, Michael.
It sends them to people in last week. But is that right? Yeah. Not next week, last week, because it's ahead of its time. Jeez. Anyhow, so yesterday morning, I...
jumped on a hoverboard?
What? Who? Yeah. Ah! Squirrel.
Squirrel!
So I got up yesterday morning, got things going, went over to the Boreal Beans coffee house, got a cup of coffee, came back to the office... opened up the door, went to go take a large twig of coffee, and instead, the pager went off. You see a pattern here?
Mm-hmm.
And that turned out to be a one of those mega lumber machines. You know, it grabs a tree, cuts it off at the base, debranches it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's all in one type operation.
Yeah.
Well, it was all in one on fire. And up near the Montreal River, which is a couple of miles by a very rough road. So... it was our first call for Truck 5. If you remember, Truck 5 is the rescue vehicle with the tracks in it, which now has wheels on it.
Yeah.
But at the all the spaghetti dinners and hot dog bakes, or cookouts and corn grills and everything else we do, purchased a water tank foam unit with a 5-horse Honda engine on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an initial mini brush truck. So that took off for
the site. One you periscoped, right? You guys were playing with
it? Yes, it is. That we were doing the first checkout when we put that insert in, yeah. And then our 1970s diesel GMC pickup truck that has about 200 gallons on it. And then we got close with the tanker. We realized there was no way we were going to get in that back timber road with the tanker. So we turned around, went back, and got the Kaiser. The 6x6 Kaiser.
Wow.
You can't miss that thing coming down the road. And it has 1,200 gallon tank on it.
Wow.
So, we got back there. It took us about 3 hours to put the fire out. And then the real work begins. It's one thing to put a fire out. It's another to clean the hoses and clean the equipment and put it all away. So that another EMS call, and then somebody decided to hit a guardrail at about 4 o'clock this morning. So, no, I know this is a real new concept for you guys, but I haven't had a lot of sleep in the last 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's shocking.
You don't say.
And I've been
Michael's
trying to
not
work,
getting
too.
Sleep?
Yeah, but most of this I'm not getting paid for either. It's one thing to be on medic duty and get paid for it.
Yeah, yeah. This is all volunteer.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man, jeez.
I turned that into a shaky dog story. Sorry about that. But
that's fine. Yeah. No, they're interesting because
we like shaggy dogs.
Yeah, and it cleared up your audio too.
Now let's see if I get video again.
Yeah, I don't know, but your audio cleared up.
Yeah, he's riding on the dangerous side. There he is.
Can you see me now?
I've still got nothing.
I can see. Well, you want me like?
I don't even have a circle that says it's trying.
I can. Barry, let me see if I can lend you a cup of bandwidth.
Okay. Fuck you.
He no sooner clicked it on, I saw his picture.
I got nothing. I got him with his arms crossed.
His band was so fast, he saw me when I was 32 in the picture.
I saw all the birthdays from 32 on up.
Oh, God. Okay, we might as well move into Geek Corner.
Whoa.
You know what happened?
Is he not in edit mode?
I am in edit mode, but there was a...
No, he's just pissed at Joel. He's jealous of his bandwidth.
Yeah, no, there was a space. And
no,
I thought,
there's...
There was a space, so I thought we were going into Geek Corner.
You skipped over Michael's note about the show for MMPR 2015 wrap-up and went to the EMS calls, then you jumped over me and Barty.
Yeah,
well, I didn't see the show.
And my entry actually segues into Geek Corner.
Right.
Okay. So I haven't gotten my new glasses yet, okay? And I saw and I thought we were going in. And I'm trying to make the show shorter.
He's flipping through that cheap excuses book again, guys.
And I still can't see. I still can't see the damn pictures of Michael. Ponderous, man. No. Fucking ponderous. You know, if you got to come out of a freaking Days of Our Lives section into some sad, stupid story.
You know, for years he complains that we don't put enough notes in the show notes.
Yeah, now, exactly. Now we got show notes in there, and he's like, you got too many.
Well, I'm not. Everybody else is talking that we got too many. All right. Sorry. Joel.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you moved.
Yeah, it sucks. It's absolutely the biggest back-breaking pain in the butt. Task. I mean, everybody knows moving sucks, but you know, moving from a second floor apartment really sucks because everything's got to go down steps, lots of steps. So, realistically, I can say, but moving here to the middle of the woods, literally 39 miles from Vermont, and yet I'm 60 miles away from Massachusetts, where I work. That's not such a bad thing, I'll tell you. It's all well. Once you finally can jump into the truck and catch your breath and go, and turn the air conditioning on, and when I pull up, you know, and you hit them dirt roads and you start doing dirt road, switch back to another dirt road, to another dirt road, and then you pull into your driveway, you go, I guess that wasn't so bad. So,
yeah, it sure is dusty as hell.
There's a lot of dust. Yeah, lots of dirt roads here. And all of them, as a matter of fact, they're all dirt roads. There's no pavement on my road whatsoever until you get to Route 9.
Hey, am I going to be able to take the Prius back there in springtime?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
It's not going to become like Mud City.
Oh, it'll be coated in mud, but you can make it through, no problem.
Even with the...
Usually dirt roads are hard-packed, so, you know, you will throw a lot of mud on your car, but a short wheelbase car like yours should still get through. You might have to go a little slow. I mean...
I don't care about slow. I care about, you know, having the mud go up halfway up my door, because the Prius is slow.
No. It's not loose dirt. It's packed dirt.
We do have mud. No, but we do have mud season where even the packed dirt kind of loosens up for a spell.
You'll do fine. You know, it'll be a little greasy because of the mud on the surface, and you probably will need to rinse the car off once you get back to pavement. But
I don't care about that.
Rinse, rinse, really?
Yes. But
hose off.
You'll be able to make it back. It's one of those things where, as I said to a couple of friends. And a buddy of mine, literally said, you're probably not going to find the house unless I give you exact turn by turns. Like, when you get to the big rock at the end of the first dirt road, then you got to take the Y to the other dirt road and then look for a crow holding a sign that says this way, and then you turn right there. It's one of those things where you're not going to accidentally trip across the road or the house.
Yeah. And don't forget, you turn about a mile before where the old Smith barn used to be before it burnt down.
You got to get to the Grange barn. When you get to the Grange barn, you're still a mile away from my house. Yeah. But,
I like that locale. I'm so jealous, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, no, it's you know, it's quiet. I counted... It wasn't today, but I think it was during the week. I counted 7 whole cars went down the dirt road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way this place used to be when we first moved here 10 years ago. Yeah. And Michael can probably relate to this. It is so quiet out here that when the wind starts approaching, you can hear it rustling the trees at a distance. Mm-hmm. And you can hear it come through the trees approaching you.
We started staying here in the house, and the first night we slept here, we had the windows open, and there's another unique thing which I have to get reacclimated to, which you guys are already used to, that when you have the window open at night, it gets down to about 52 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
So?
And it was like, wow, because I'm used to, you know, when you're in the city and in your second floor in an apartment, you're running the air conditioning like nonstop because it's always hot just to make it tolerable. And here, it got downright chilly.
I'll be watching TV at night, and we'll have the sliding glass door open, you know, and I will actually get up halfway through the night and close the sliding glass door because I'm getting freaking cold.
I was laying in bed, and I actually thought, holy shit, I need another blanket.
Yeah.
It's how chilly it gets, and as far as the quiet and the dark, well, let me put it to you this way. Shut all the lights off. We had the ceiling fan going in the bedroom, and with all the lights off, it was so dark you can't see your hand in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm like, that's damn dark. And I think I heard a moose fart. Because all you hear
is rather quiet. You sure it wasn't your dog?
Honest to God, it was so quiet. I mean, it was just not, all I heard was the sound of the ceiling fan. And so we shut the ceiling fan off. And just listened, and there's nothing. Not a sound, not a peep, nothing.
The crickets.
Yeah, you know what, Joel? Awesome.
What? And the night air is a whole lot cheaper than air conditioning.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Barty, something you said came to mind. And I know, Barry, you've said it as well, but for some reason, it was when Barty had said it. You don't need air conditioning up here.
Mm-hmm.
I have 5 of them. I took one just for shits and giggles. And I threw it out the kitchen. Well, I didn't throw it out. I mounted it out of the kitchen window. That would be silly to drive it 60 miles and then throw it out of a window. But
I could have jumped on that right away.
You may have 2 or 3 nights you may possibly need it if there's a thermal inversion or something.
I literally, we put in the air conditioner, I set it at 66 out of the kitchen window. Turned it on, and then I'm like, okay, well, yeah, it's blowing nice ice cold air. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of nice. And then I stepped outside the front door, and it was colder outside. And I went, yeah, we don't need that. We just need a fan in the window.
Last week when we were podcasting, I actually had the air conditioning on because we had something going on where it was warm. Tonight, I can already look. I've got the outdoor thermometer here. It's already 63 degrees outside. I got the windows open here, and it's perfectly nice here right now.
It's dry. It's fantastic. So... it makes it all that much more worthwhile coming way the heck out here, and just it's awesome, you know, just in the woods, you know. Now, granted, if you get a sudden craving for Chinese food, well, I believe the appropriate phrase is tough shit.
You got to try it a little, that's all.
Because it's way far away to get to Chinese food.
Isn't there one in downtown Antrim?
No, there is one in downtown Antrim, and yes, we've already sampled it. My Beautiful Bride.
I got a few nice restaurants in downtown Antrim.
I was back here at the house, and I'm hanging sheetrock on the walls and doing all that and screwing it in. Actually, I finished the ceiling in the kitchen, and I said, "Hey, can you pick up some lunch on the way?" So she brought back Chinese, and how do I want to word this? I got spoiled with all the good Chinese food restaurants nearer to Boston. Because the ones way out here in the woods, let's just say...
You'll get used to it.
They ain't real Chinese.
No. Yeah, I was
you'll get used to it.
I was like, that's kind of disappointing. So I guess I'll be going back to the... what's that place you got near in Peterborough? The Lulu? The Lin Lin?
No, the one in Peterborough.
Yang Yang?
Yeah, something like that. We got the Golden Walk in Jaffrey, and that's...
I haven't eaten there yet.
Yeah, the Golden Walk. Yeah.
Is it any good?
Yeah. What, the Golden Walk? Yeah, you've eaten there tons of times.
Well, yeah, I know, but they changed ownership.
He didn't know it, but he ate there.
It's the same ownership since we've been eating there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. What's his name's gone, and no, we've eaten there. Matter of fact, it was under the current management when we went in there, and everybody was staring at us.
Yes, because they thought the circus was in town.
Yeah.
We walked through the door and filled it. Yeah. We filled the entire waiting lobby with us. But yeah, seeing how it's about a 25 minute ride to Jaffrey from here. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's probably going to be the closest place to get good Chinese food. But yeah, besides that, it's awesome being out here. And at the same time, too, you start to say to yourself, okie dokie, well, when they say a snowstorm or a nor'easter is coming, you stock up.
Yep. Because, you know, you're going to be driving a half hour just to go do grocery shopping.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, you probably got to either go to Hillsboro or Keene.
Yeah, probably Keene.
Yeah, is that closer?
Yeah, we went to Hillsboro today.
Yeah.
And I hadn't found the grocery store yet. I mean, what a happening town that isn't.
I think the grocery store is up, if you go up 202, the intersection of 202 and the road that used to be 9.
Yeah, it's still. Yeah,
I think you make a left. It's
old 9.
It's up there, the old 9, because the new 9 they bypass the town of Hillsboro.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. But move.
I think there's a Market Basket to the right, just down the road on the old 9, to the right. Now, as a matter of fact, I know there's a Market Basket there because I've been in it.
Okay.
Yeah. It just took you a while to remember it.
Well, I don't get to Hillsboro that often. It's like a 45-minute trip from here.
Just watching you go through all those mental gyrations like, I think there's a grocery store there. And wait a minute. Yes, there is.
I think there's
yes, I've been there.
Yeah, there's
yes, there is.
There's a Shaw's to the left and a Market Basket to the right.
As a matter of fact, there's a Market Basket. And it's weird, too, because guys are going like, what? You guys are obsessed with Market Basket, but they got awesome prices.
They're the cheapest and got the best food.
Right. So it's literally, where the hell is it? It's actually, that's technically called Warner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Warner.
I don't think I've ever been to Warner.
I'm familiar with Warner. Been there many a time.
I have.
Yeah.
I may have been through it and not known it. Is that one of those, you blink your eyes and you're through Warner?
Oh, well, on the main street, yeah. But Warner also has a rather big presence just off the interstate.
Ah, okay. 89.
And then, yeah, and then the next closest, well, it isn't the next closest one, but yeah, and then it's Concord.
Oh, yeah. Concord's got everything, but that's a haul, too.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, it's, Concord, it's a city in a coma.
It's either...
Hey, I grew up just north of there in a little tiny burg called Penacook, which is now Ward 1 of Concord. Yeah. So I can talk
I think it's funny. You just came in and said it nonchalantly. That's great.
Yeah, well, that's how we used to refer to it. You know, like to us, Nashua was always Nausea.
Still is.
You know, Manchester used to be the place with the mall. You know,
yeah.
Manch Vegas.
Yeah, well, that's what they called it now. But back then, it was just where the mall was. I mean, that was the only mall in New Hampshire was in Manchester.
That's why it was called, and still is, the Mall of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, actually, the mall we used to go to wasn't actually that one. It was the Bedford Mall. okay. which was much bigger then. And it was referred to as the Manchester Mall, even though it was in Bedford. Which is shriveled up, like a beautiful grape that has turned into a terrible raisin. Well, I hate raisins. You know, I mean, wasting grapes to turn them into raisins to me is just a waste. Why don't you just make them into wine?
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
Hey, Michael, you erased your other thing. And by the way, I know why I miss stuff, because as Joel was telling a story, I was in here and there was like these little people bopping around the show notes, and lines were disappearing and reappearing in other locations, and new lines were being added, and it's like, yeah, so wonder I missed stuff.
I just moved it down the line. It's now in entertainment.
Oh, okay. See? Okay. All right. So Joel, so you're loving the outdoor life, and we all know you've got fuck you fiber.
Wait a minute, you just killed my geek corner.
Oh, wait a minute.
What do you mean? Well, are you going to talk about your fiber?
I thought we were still talking about moving sucks.
Yes, moving does suck, but it's almost done. I got probably two more pickup. Let's see. Me and Dr. Kenny are going to take our pickup trucks. He's got a 28-foot trailer, and I'm putting a 16-foot trailer on the back of mine, and then we'll go down and do the big final push, and everything will go.
Nice. And you got your garage set up?
Not yet. No, right now the garage it's kind of turning into a drop zone because of the construction going on here in the house, meaning a lot of stuff goes off the back of the trucks and straight into the garage to be stored until I finish the room in the house, then move the stuff from the garage into the house. Hmm. You know, so it's rustic.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, hey, it's totally, yeah.
You sound much happier.
Oh, man. You have no idea. You know what? You know what I haven't
that's
heard?
What counts.
You know what I haven't heard the entire time?
What? Oh.
I haven't heard that once, and I'm loving it.
I am going to get a tape of that, and the first time I come up, I'm going to roll down the windows. I'm going to be blasting it out of the Prius.
If I hear her coming down, the rocks popping on the dirt road, I hear, chunk-a-chunk-a-chunk. Here comes Barry.
He's going to put it on a boombox out in the woods with a motion sensor, so as soon as you go outside, it'll stop.
It's hilarious. I mean, honestly, it's, you hear, you know, I haven't heard any of that. I haven't seen, you know, people don't just pull up outside your house because they can't find the freaking road. And, for instance, Debbie just went ahead to take Watson out to go outside to take him outside for probably, I don't know, not last outs maybe, but, and she's walking around with a flashlight because it's pitch fucking black out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the only other thing, you got to make sure that Watson stays on a leash, especially at night.
Yeah, because something will eat him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'll have coyote. You'll be hearing coyote, probably.
We've got coyote, fisher cats, moose.
And porcupines. The last thing you want is Watson to come back with...
Oh, yeah.
Tangling with a porcupine.
A face full of quills.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the little guy couldn't handle that. Let's face it, he's from San Antonio. He wouldn't even know what the hell to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, Barty.
Yes, we did some extremely minor moving compared to what Joel's doing.
Did you cut your old couch in half with a sawzall like I did?
Well, I'm thinking about it, though. I want a love seat, so I'm thinking if I cut the middle out and put the two ends together, I'll be good to go.
You know,
my wife thinks that's a lousy idea.
It's funny you said that, but I used to, up in the studio here, I used to have a small couch, a love seat, I guess they called it, you know, two-person couch.
Yep.
And we were getting rid of it. And I did get a sawzall and cut the damn thing in half.
That's right. I got to get this out of the apartment. And I'm like, We're cutting it in half with a fucking sawzall. There ain't no way I'm carrying this thing down the steps in one piece.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I thought, you know, I broke it apart and took it down in chunks.
Yep.
Yeah. Funny.
Now, the big problem we had was that I decided to check out all three of my gaming systems, the PS3, the 4, and the Xbox One, and see what updates needed to be done. And my gaming TV turned off. And nothing I could do would make it turn back on. And I went to the Toshiba site and put in my model number and things. And they said, well, when this happens, you need to take it to a repair technician. Mm-hmm. And the nearest Toshiba repair technician is like 1,000 miles away. And I'm like, damn, it's going to cost me more money to have this thing looked at than it is to replace it. Mm-hmm. So my bride and I discussed the situation and said, well, why don't we just get ourselves a new kick-ass living room TV, and we'll take the living room TV and make it a kick-ass gaming TV and just press on with our lives. So that's what we decided to do. Cool. We went down to Best Buy and perused their selections and found that, yeah, well, they were rather lacking. We should have gone to Syracuse with bigger Best Buys and bigger inventories. But, you know, we had other things we needed to do in Watertown, so we went up there. And so we had limited selection. But we did pick out a curved screen 4K Samsung TV.
Whoa.
That's a 55-incher. Yeah, nice. Yeah. I was looking for a 60-65. But, you know, Watertown is so small that they don't keep TVs that size in stock. They could order them. And I told them point blank, well, if I was going to order a TV, I would go to Fort Drum and order one from there and buy it without having to pay sales tax. Mm-hmm. And they looked at me and I says, well, what have you got in stock and what can you do for me? So they gave me a discount. It wasn't a military discount or anything like that. It was just a, we want to sell you a TV and discount. We will save some money kind of discount.
Yeah.
And seriously, that's all it was because, like I said, if I have to order a TV, I'm not going to order it from you. I'm going to go order it from the base exchange and not pay sales tax on it. I mean, if I can't take it home today, I'm going to the base. Mm-hmm. So they told me that they would take some money off of this thing here. So and they did. They gave us a pretty good decent amount of money to take this one home today.
Nice.
So and this will spill into Geek Corner before we're done. Okay. But
just give me the cue.
So, okay. So like I said, this was a Samsung curved screen TV, and so the original TV that died was a 42-inch Toshiba that LCD that I had had for quite a number of years, and so we set that aside. We took a living room TV, which was a Samsung plasma 55-inch. We put that in place of the Toshiba and hooked all the goodies up to it and got it working and things. The only thing I haven't figured out yet is how to tell it to use my stereo for sound instead of the built-in speakers, because the built-in speakers, they suck.
Yeah.
But you know, I've got a 7 speaker system hooked up to the thing, so I just need to tell it how to use that amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really spend much time with that. The main thing was to get the living room TV working, because of course that's what my bride spends most of her time.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, let's face it, a happy mom, a happy house.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that, right?
Yeah.
So I got that working all fine, and now let's transition to Geek Corner. So, this new TV, it's a 2015 model, and
nice.
At the store, they gave us all the particulars about it and things, and we brought it home, we got it all set up and got it working, and before I plugged it in, I told my sweet bride, it says, look, you know how it it takes time to control the remotes and get the remotes configured so that it runs your TV instead of my TV, mm-hmm. which, you know, what is now my TV, right? Because, you know, these things kind of sometimes take time, right? You have to plug in the program codes and things. Mm-hmm. So she was all prepared to have to use like three different remotes to do what she used to do with one. So we plugged in and set up the new Samsung curved screen 4K TV, and it starts going through the motions. And the first thing it asks is about internet access. And I noticed that it had a Cat 5 port, but I hadn't taken the time to put a cable to the nearest router connection or switch connection. But it detected our wireless network. It says, oh, there's a wireless. You want me to use that? I said, whoa, what the hell? Go ahead. You know, so it was happy to use that. Mm-hmm. And then it asked me who my provider was, and I said that, well, we use Dish Network. And it wanted to know, were you using the one out of Syracuse? I says, well, duh, it's the nearest fucking city. So I said, yeah, okay. And it said, okay, fine. Press the up channel button on your remote. So I says, oh, I was kind of suspicious. I says, really? And, you know, on the Dish remote. So I went ahead and pushed the up button, and the channel went up a channel. And I pressed it again and went up another channel. I says, oh, this is pretty cool. So I was able to go up and down a couple channels, and I hit next, and it says, were you successful at going up a channel? I said, yes. And then it came up and says, okay, now press down. I says, well, I already done that. So I hit next, and I says, and it asked if I was successful. I said, well, hell yeah. I went up and down the last couple of times. So bottom line, this TV is so fucking smart that it knows the codes that Dish uses for Samsung TVs. And by pointing the remote to the TV and pressing up and down when it asked me to, it sucked in the remote codes. And now the remote that my wife used to use for the other TV is mm-hmm. now totally controlling this TV.
Cool.
Yeah, wow. It blew me away. I mean, like I said, I totally prepared my wife that it might take me a few days to figure this out and how to have to reprogram the remote for the new TV and all that kind of stuff. Because that's what I had to do in the past with like DirecTV when we had it, you know.
So let me get this right. Let me get this straight. Okay. You actually use only one remote control to watch television?
Yes.
What's that like?
We may have to put him on geek reserve here. I don't know.
Hey, Barty.
Yo.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, we have a Yamaha stereo that's connected to the TV that the Dish Network controller also controls.
Wow.
So. Tony can do everything she wants from one remote.
Oh,
nice.
That sucks.
Yeah,
I can't
awesome.
Do that from my TV because I've got an Xbox One, I've got a PS3 and a PS4, I've got an Apple TV, and I've got a Dish Joey hooked up to it.
I can do it with my setup, but I got a Harmony. I had to go out and buy a Harmony remote control to do it, and I still got to push buttons depending on what I want to control. No. You know,
Tony's able to do this with her Dish Network provided remote.
Nice.
So you know what's funny though? I'm not trying to trash Microsoft at all, but when I moved the previous living room TV, which was like I said, a 55-inch plasma Samsung. Into my room to replace the dead Toshiba and hooked everything all up and turned everything all on, it detected the PS4 automatically.
Wow.
I mean, even labeled it. It even said, hey, on HDMI 3, I see a PlayStation 4. It did not find the Xbox One. It did not find the PS3. And it did not find the Dish Network Joey. Hmm. I had to go tell it. I mean, it had the information for a Joey from where the original setup was. Mm-hmm. But I had to delete that and go add it to another place. I said, no, it's over here. And so those worked. But I still haven't found a way to tell it that this is an Xbox One. All I can say is it's a game system. But right off the bat, it knew, hey, this is a PlayStation 4. I can work with this. And you know what's funny? If you turn the TV on, it would turn on the fucking PS4. It's like, when I turn the TV on, I don't always want to use the PS4. Guess what? I might want to use the friggin' Apple TV. I might want to use my Joey. I might want to use my Xbox One. Don't fucking turn on my PS4. How do you turn that shit off? I can't find out how. So there's my Geek Corner rant and, hey, this is cool kind of moment.
Well, we'll continue the downer notes because I'm next. And I got to say that let's see, it's been over a week now, right? Not last Wednesday, but the Wednesday before that is when my Windows 10 upgrade was available. And as I told you in the last show, I had tried it at least 10 times. and it failed every single time. Well, I've got to tell you that I've continued on the quest at least 4 more times this week. This time going up to the various news groups, which all say Microsoft gets a big fucking fat F for this distribution. Because there are so many people having issues. There are other people that are like, oh, it worked just fine. There are so many people that are having issues with this, and Microsoft is not putting anything out to help. I mean, they got these cryptic error codes at the end, and you go to look them up on Microsoft, and you put them in the search, like they say, or they even have a link. Oh, you want to find out more about this code? Click here, and you click it, and it takes you to the Windows 10 upgrade page. or it takes you to a page that says, we can't find anything on this. And, so I've been reading through, and every couple days, somebody says, well, try this. This worked for me. Well, try this. This worked for me. Well, I've been doing that. And, of course, it's a 4-hour process every time I try one of these things. And it's just, today was, I started one this morning. This time, one person suggested, go into your box, remove all the USB, just unplug your USB stuff. I did that. Remove all unnecessary drivers. I went in and removed all unnecessary drivers. I had a partition on here that had Linux on it. I removed that. I recreated...
Not Linux.
I merged it back into the main partition. I reset the boot record because I thought, well, maybe it didn't know how to update a Grub boot partition or something, or that was screwing it up. So now, when you boot the thing, it just boots up, in Windows. I did all that. I cleared out stuff and went through, and this time, of course, I'm getting smart now. Start it, of course, and it starts downloading the 2.5 gig of stuff. And I'm actually using VNC now on my iPhone to keep tabs on it. So I'll look at it. Because there's one point after it downloads, you've got to agree to the whatchamacallit, their little.
Licensing agreement?
Yeah, the licensing agreement. I was trying to think of the other word they use.
EULA,
that's it. And so otherwise it just sits there. After of course, well, I should take this thing up to Joel's house because, at least the download, it would take 2 seconds to download now instead of the...
2 gigs is a joke.
Instead of the 2 hours it takes here to download. Maybe I should just give it to you and have you upgrade it because... And then
you just have to pass it by as property.
That's only part of it, downloading. And then after that, it sits there and has to uncompress all the files. And that's like an hour. And then it has to reboot. And then it has to do a check. And then it actually starts installing the thing. And that takes another hour, And...
No
and
wonder
then at the very end, it gets ready to reboot, and it reboots, and it says, code, I don't give a fuck, you're not getting this, comes up, and reverting back to your old system, and it did it again
Michael
today.
Said didn't have any issues.
But somebody, I did see one somebody put up a thing and they said it looked like HPs were having issues. Most of the people that were complaining have HPs.
Oh, I got a problem.
So, who knows, Barty? Yeah, if you try it, it could just go swimmingly well for you. But the next thing I'm going to do, I'm actually currently now backing up the entire drive. Okay, onto my NAS, because the next thing I'm going to do is go ahead and revert it back to the original factory form, which I think is XP. But then I'm going to upgrade it. I got my Windows 7 upgrade. I'm going to upgrade it to Windows 7.
Oh my god!
And then I'm going to try to upgrade to 10.
Yeah, I'm still at the mode where I have to. What was it? Request a reservation or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah,
And they will tell me when my upgrade is available. I've done that on two systems. I've got a Windows 7 Pro running on VMware on my older Mac Pro, my 2010 Mac Pro, and then I've got a HP that is running Windows 8. I had to upgrade it to 8.1 and 8.1 enhanced, and 8.1 enhanced even more before the Windows upgrade button would show up.
Well, I can give you a shortcut, and you don't have to wait. I found out. I can give you a link to a page where you can actually download, and I don't know why. You sit there and download the ISO, so you know you put it on a thumb drive, okay, and you've got the whole ISO on there, and then you boot off of that, okay, and when you boot off of that, you have the choice of either installing it from the thumb drive, which you can't do because you have to purchase it because it's going to ask you for a product number, and you don't have one because you're getting the free upload or the free upgrade. So, but there's another option there. It says upgrade, you know, just do upgrade this PC. And if you do that, then it pretty much ignores the thumb drive and downloads the files that you have on the thumb drive again on your PC and does the upgrade for you there. But you don't have to wait for them to notify you that you have that.
All right, well, go ahead and send me that
link. I'll send you the link for that.
Because, I appreciate that, Barry.
And if I could just get Joel to download it in, like, you know, a nanosecond for
so,
you.
No. Wait, it's done. So fast, he's bored. Look at him, he's yawning.
Oh, it's done.
You know why? Because he's already flipped through and seen every frickin' truck on Google.
On Craigslist.
And Craigslist and everything. He's been through, he's come to the end of the internet. So he's bored now.
No, I just had a yawn. It's the crowning.
So basically, my TV automatically connected to the internet through my wireless router. It detected it and went to town and updated itself. And it also totally corrected my Dish Network controller to use it and my stereo, since the stereo is already pre-programmed into it. Mm-hmm. And everything is running really fine. You know, and I'm so blown away that a TV is so fucking smart these days that if it can talk to the internet, it can get every damn bit of information it needs to use your current remote and do every damn thing for you.
Well, that's impressive. And if you connect it up to Joel's internet, it would take over the world.
Well, you know what the funny thing is you just said, I'd already reached Craigslist and to the end of the internet, right? So what I ended up doing, just for shits and giggles while you were talking about it, is I typed in Craigslist.com and it went, bloop, there it is. And I mean, it didn't, it's just like, oh, wow, that was fast. Thank you.
Fuck you. Okay.
So Michael.
Michael, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Michael.
How was your Windows 10 experience?
Well, I was just bringing that up because, you know, the reservation came up on Mark's gaming computer that he saved all last summer for bussing tables. And I'm like, well, back when he got the request, I said, well, you throw your name in that way when it becomes available, you can go ahead and upgrade if you want. So I think it was yesterday morning, or the morning before last, he goes, oh, so I upgraded to Windows 10? I'm like, well, based on what I've heard so far, it may not go smooth, but if it doesn't work, you should just revert back to what you got. So he said, okay, I'll try it. I come back a little bit later. He goes, well, this Windows 10 isn't all that much different. I'm like, you're done already? Yeah, I just switched over to Windows 10. Like, okay. But it's less than a year old, and it's an Ironside gaming computer. So it's, yes.
Can you pass a message over to Mark for me?
Oh, yes.
Here it comes.
Fuck you.
No, because he's taller and bigger than me.
Barry says loves you bunches.
So buy him a bus ticket to Peterborough and have Barry meet him, and then have him ask Barry, what did you want to say to me again?
Yeah, I know. I can say that because I'm thousands of miles away.
Well, 1.2 thousands of mile away.
What kind of computer does he have?
It's Ironsides.
Ironsides.
It's kind of like they're kind of like competition to Alienware.
Okay.
A little less, a little more affordable.
All right. So I'm still sticking
it's high-end motherboard, and it's custom made for your gaming type needs. Cool. And it's a liquid cooled.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow,
it's a pretty cool thing. Yeah.
I'm still sticking with that Microsoft hates HP.
I would believe that, actually.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You know, I do have my little netbook, and it's got Windows 7 on it. I'm going to try to upgrade that and see if it's successful.
This should lead to an interesting story.
I will try that this week. I might even kick it off tonight.
And so, wait 3 days.
Hey, listen.
Hey, wait a minute. Why don't you take it over to Joel's house and update it from there? It might be faster.
I already thought about that, Barty. I already talked about that. Listen. Wait a minute. Oh, he's stuck. There we go. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
No.
My neighbor's...
Bang, bang.
My neighbor must have floodlights now. It's beginning to sound like Nashua around here.
Good old Nazia.
You know what? On that note, what was cool is that I jumped out of the truck and started to unload it, and I was taking shit out of the bed and decided, hey, you know what? Now's a good time to take my .45 out and shoot that bottle off the top of that tree. So I did in my driveway.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet.
Yeah, I can do that here. We bought the Mossberg 930. We went out in the backyard and loaded it up and popped off a whole bunch of shots. The first time I was kind of shooting it and just kind of like in a casual fashion. The second time I loaded it up, I popped off all five shots about as fast as I could pull the trigger, just because I could.
Yeah,
it's nice having a semi-automatic shotgun.
Yeah,
that thing will blast a lot of metal real fast.
My neighbors were outside shooting M16s.
Nice.
You gotta like neighbors like that.
You know, I do.
Feel safer with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Intruders beware. I'm convinced people who live in the country is Obama's biggest fear.
Yeah, really. If we come to town, he's in trouble.
No, seriously, when they decide to march in and say, we're coming in and taking over and taking all your guns, good luck, bring body bags.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, well, let's continue on because we're going long again. I just wanted to do a quick update on the Spark mail app that I've been, I had just downloaded it for, and I played with it for about a day last time I talked about it, and I said I'd do
it. It was so good you put it in twice.
It's, I gotta say that I've been using it now for a couple of weeks, and I love it. It's called Spark. It's in the iTunes App Store.
What does it do?
It's a mail application, but it's got all your mail. It kind of sorts it, and you can set it up so you can sort it into different type things. So you can get like, okay, here I really want to pay attention to this because these are friends of mine. I've got notifications which are, you know, kind of semi important. Like I'll put my bills and stuff in there, so if they pop up, I've got them. And then I've got all the crap stuff, and that's in another pile, and
that's so, where all Joe's mails goes,
yeah,
right?
He's actually in the important
stuff. Thank you, Marty.
He's in the important stuff.
That was too good a setup, though. I couldn't resist.
Joe's got his own category there called FU. But the other thing too is, and it's fast. It's lightning fast. So if you start reading something, and you can sit there and go, okay, go ahead, archive that, and then oh, that's important. Oh, that's a bill actually, and there's a pin up at the top, and I can say pin it, and it goes into my pin list. And so all the important stuff that I need to really pay attention to goes into the pin list. That I can get to at any time. And, you know, again, it's real easy. You can set up swiping. So I swipe right, it archives. If I swipe slow right, it deletes it. If I swipe to the left, I can move it to different folders and whatnot. And or I can, that's if I swipe slow. If I swipe fast, I can say, I want to look at that tonight, so I can set it up so it'll pop back up tonight. But it's one of these zero mailbox, you know, zero inbox type tools. But this one, so far, is the best one that I've used. Again, everybody's got their own, you know, own way of dealing with
this. How does that compare to Outlook?
I was using Outlook before.
Yeah, I bring it up, because you said you liked Outlook a lot.
I did like Outlook, except for Outlook started to get slow. It was very slow, and the only reason I started using Outlook because it was good and it's what I was used to at work, so it made it easy to make the conversion here, but I actually ended up going back to Mailbox, which was the other app I used before, and because Outlook, I don't know, they had a couple upgrades. And it just really started to dog down slow, and so I've actually taken it off the phone now, and then I found this, and this is replacing Multifire.
Oh, you can hear that? Oh,
yeah, semi-automatic. So how does that work? How does it correlate between your handheld and your desktop?
Well, unfortunately, I wish they had this available for the desktop. I actually use what do I use on my desktop? I even forget the name of the app. I use AirMail 2 on my desktop, and AirMail 2 comes up, and everything's in the single list. Although it uses the star factor or starring or highlighting to highlight the pin stuff, and if you do move them into other folders, it will. Those folders are available in AirMail too, and it moves them into those folders. And again, all my accounts are Gmail accounts, so that makes it easy. I just like this tool. It works for me. It works for the way I like to read mail, and that's what it comes down to when it comes to these mail applications: is which one works best for you, which one works the way you like to read mail. And so far, this one's a winner for me. I'm really using it, and I'm probably about to take all the other ones off the phone now.
Barry?
So, cool.
Yeah.
Barry, you need to get a bumper for the old movie reel music so you can do the Barry J. at the Late Night Curum front as your neighbor's firing off the gunshots.
There you go.
I got to go down the street and see if he's got floodlights now or something, because I don't know how he can be shooting out there. It's dark here. But he is. Okay, so the only other thing is I got an update. If you remember, I got a pair of Bluetooth speakers. My wife actually got them called by Shark. Yep. And I think last time I talked to him, I told you that the B speaker did not power on, and that I had talked to the Shark people, and they're very fast, very prompt, and saying, we'll send you out a new one. I did receive it. Actually, We probably got it last Saturday. That's probably why I didn't talk about it last week, because I hadn't played with it. But we got a replacement speaker, set them up. They work great. Things are in stereo. Couple of things is you can't separate them too far because they are Bluetooth. And your phone's got to be somewhere in the middle because your phone is sending a signal to both of them, and one's picking up the one channel and one's picking up the other channel. So if your phone gets out of range of one of the speakers, you lose a channel. So you just got to be careful with that. But we had them set in the library. Emery had them set up, and she had her phone there, and they were blasting out pretty good, and they sounded pretty decent. So just have to get used to the Bluetooth thing, because all Bluetooth does is it's wireless wires. That's what Bluetooth is for these things.
So the only question I kind of have, because that to me that sounds kind of cool, but what kind of battery drain does this put on your phone?
No different than if you use another Bluetooth device. Actually, if you keep your biggest drain on your phone is your screen. So if you keep your screen off, your phone will last pretty decent amount of time. Of course.
So if you start a long playlist with a bunch of songs and blank the screen, you should be okay.
You should be good for a period of time. I haven't tried to see how long it lasts. Usually we're using these inside, so usually we plug the phone in when it's inside, so we're not running it on the battery.
Okay.
So now the speakers are also got batteries in them, and you can also keep them plugged in, or you can charge them, because they got USB charger things. I don't know how long they're going to last, but all our other USB ones last, they last weeks on a charge.
All right.
Yeah, so,
that's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of interesting to keep us updated on.
Yeah. So,
because I'm kind of interested in that kind of stuff. That would really be rather handy, I think.
Yeah. Now, again, what I'm finding out is the limitations of Bluetooth. You know, it's like you can't separate the two speakers, you know, too far apart and have the, you know, your phone has to be in the middle. The phone's got to be able to hit both of them. And I think both speakers talk to each other. So you got to keep that in mind. Bluetooth is not Wi-Fi. Well,
exactly.
It's a low power Wi-Fi, I guess. I don't know, but it's
low range.
Yeah, it's low range. So anyway, okay, that was the update. I'm trying to keep things shorter. We're going on 2 hours here, real quick. that brings us down to Joel. Hi. Are you going to tell us about the fucking fiber again?
As a matter of fact, yes, I am.
Okay.
As it turns out, yes, here at the new house, I have got fiber internet, fiber cable TV, and fiber telephone. A bundle package from TDS Telecom Services. And
I would I still have a hard time getting some kind of service from a company named TDS.
Yes, well, I don't care if they call themselves.
We are awesome.
I don't care if they change the name to anal retention. So long as it works as good as it does, I don't care what you call you.
When I go to work, when I drive to work, I see the TDS trucks all over Wilton, all over Milford.
Yep.
I don't see them in Peterborough, Jaffrey, though.
No, you won't. Not right now. Because they opted for Fail Point. But that being said,
No, they've got Comcast, but it doesn't come out to my house.
So having the fiber, was stuck around. The TDS guys are super nice. The field engineers who came in and did the install, both at my dear friend Dr. Kenny's house and at my house, which happened to be on the same 12 acres, and. That being said, it was they came out, boom, boom, boom. They hooked this stuff up. I was in his house making sure the TV was working. He had internet, checked his Wi-Fi, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, okay, what about my house? And they said, oh, yeah, well, we have an order for that, but there was a glitch. I said, I don't want to hear about a glitch. I want fiber.
What happened?
And I guess when they were putting in the request on the paperwork, there was some glitch on their end in the paperwork trail. Mm-hmm. They said, you know what? We'll get that sorted out for you right now. And the guy called the dispatch. They built the fiber receiver right in the shop, drove it out here to my house.
Really?
bolted it onto the side of the house, then sent a bucket truck and two guys who ran the fiber line from the pole to the corner peak of my house to the controller box all that same day. Then the other technician, two technicians came in and wired up the fiber for the telephone, the TV, and the internet and the Wi-Fi, because being gigabit, I don't need wires everywhere. It just goes across the air. And these guys worked all day, 8-hour day, hooking it all up. And when they left, I'm here. I got full fiber. I did opt for the slowest package because I thought, I can upgrade later. I only need 100 MIPS down.
Fuck you.
But they said, you know, at any point, just go ahead and give us a call and we'll upgrade it to either the 300 or the 1 gigabit. And I thought, do I really need 1 gig down? Seeing how I went. Well, now here's the thing. I went from fail point in Nausea, New Hampshire, where I had a whopping 12 MIPS down and 1.5 MIPS up, to 100 MIPS down and 40 MIPS up. And I'm saying to myself, I think I'm going to see a significant difference than what I'm used to. And you know what? Gosh darn it, I did. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm ever going to need to upgrade any higher than what I got right now.
Unless you get like, you know, when you upgrade your TV to
to a 4K. 4K.
Yeah, then you'll probably want the bandwidth.
Well, that's just done with one phone call.
Yeah, shut up. Fuck you.
And they go,
I'm happy
click,
for
click.
You, Joe.
Thanks, man. You know what?
Are there any houses for sale near you?
As a matter of fact, there are. A couple on my road. So,
oh, damn. I'll have to think about that and see if I can find a job out there.
Yeah, they come with a few little teeny tiny pieces or parcels of land. You know, they're simple, rustic homes, but they come with like little swaths. Like
That's exactly what I'm living in right now.
And quite honestly,
it's a very simple, rustic home. There's nothing fancy about this place. Trust me.
Yeah, well, and the thing being is the service is just phenomenal. And Ryan was the first field engineer who came out, and then there was John, and then Charlie, and then James. And, I mean, these guys are the nicest guys in the world. Came out, answered all the questions, stayed until it was working perfect. Both houses. And, you know, and there again, too, for the bundle package, it's like pretty darn cheap between telephone, TV, and internet. Having fiber, it still comes in at under $130 a month.
So you don't have a traditional landline, right?
Nope. Mine's fiber.
So what happens if the power goes out?
Well, that's okay because I have a whole house backup generator that automatically switches on.
Okay. But if the local area is out of power, so is the local cell towers.
Well, the local towers are backed up by generator here. So every tower and every pole for the fiber internet is actually backed up from the substation with a backup generator. So they kick in automatically, so you will have fiber, and then your house generator kicks in automatically, and then your house is up and running.
Most of the single point of failure is usually at the house, you know. If you've got a generator, you're good because all the providers they got backup generators.
Right. The nice thing is we were able the generator is actually tied in between Dr. Kenny's and my house, and that's a 15,000 watt generator.
Nice.
Whoa.
Well, it's running two houses. Well, it needs to be.
And also, it runs on propane.
Nice.
So we've got a 250-pound propane tank, goes to a Generac 15,000-watt generator. It kicks in and powers both houses.
Yeah.
Well, the problem that we have is that we don't really have anything like local cell service. So when the power goes out, we have no telephone unless you've got a landline.
Right. Because
they're self-powered.
Yeah. Right, right. And then the other thing, too, which was pretty neat, I didn't even put it in the show notes, but a new tower got approved for the town of Antrim, two roads over. A new 150-foot-tall cell tower was approved and is being built that will have five different carriers on it.
Nice.
So I don't know what carriers are going to be on it, but that means this. I mean, I had to
switch. Oh, it's
to
five. That's probably a pretty good chance the major ones are there.
Oh, yeah. Verizon will be on there, which Verizon works here. You get 3G here in the property with Verizon.
Yeah.
But U.S. Cellular will be on it, I'm sure. That's who I switched to because I still have two bars in the house.
I'm really seriously, that's probably what we're going to switch to when it comes time to swap out this time.
Right, but I can't wait until they get that tower up and get on there because then I'll have literally LTE here at the property.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could upload podcasts just from my cell phone in like 2 seconds.
And watch Doctor Who.
I'm not going to say fuck you on that because I do have LTE service and I can upload and download podcasts pretty damn fast on it.
Yeah.
Just the problem is you got to deal with the caps.
Yeah. Which, I mean, here again, too. It's one of those things where, so having fiber at the house, getting the guys here, they were awesome hooking everything up. It works better than anything. I mean, I still have some rooms that the guys saw that have studded walls. No drywall on them, but I got fiber.
Yeah, actually.
That's the true geek. Like Michael said, the true geek, you have to have internet service is the most important thing. Everything else takes a back seat right after electricity.
That's true. That is true. And of course, when we bought this house, there was no such thing as broadband, so that wasn't an issue.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, actually, if they didn't have the frickin' caps, LTE would be a serious point here because at the house, I've got, since they've got that tower up in Ringe, I've got like 3-4 bars here.
Yep.
With LTE, and I've got 40 down and 30 up on LTE.
Which is better than your house internet.
Oh, yeah, way better. But, you know me, I got a 10 gig cap. I'd be through that in a day.
Yeah, that hurts a little.
Yeah, so that's the problem with the phone. Otherwise, actually, they do all the services now have home services, but they still have the caps on them.
Right. And the other thing, and nice with the fiber, and I keep saying, oh, you got fiber, blah, blah, and I do, and I'm really, really, really happy about it. But one of the things I'm super excited about is now that I'm back and I got cable TV, the new Doctor Who's are going to come out, and I can watch them because I got BBC America again.
Yay! But you still might want to set up a magic antenna since you've got that great bandwidth. Because then you'll get them commercial free.
Commercial free, not commercial free. I'll just DVR them and fast forward to the commercials. I don't care. Because the two DVRs that I got, it's the weirdest thing. I said to TDS, hey, how big are the DVRs? You know, so I can watch movies.
Oh, you're probably storing it back at the site, and it's just a little box, right? And you just pull back from.
No, it actually has a hard drive built into it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. 500 gigs each.
Hmm.
So I'm like, 500 gigs? That's not bad. I can watch my shows.
500 gigs, you're going to have to watch that.
Nah, you know what? Because
the new dishes come with, I've got 2 terabyte.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can plug a terabyte hard drive in the back of it. And because I asked him about this, it automatically pairs.
You'll want to do that because you'll run out quick on 500 gigabyte with HD stuff.
Yeah, I think Barry's right there, Joel.
500 gig is nothing. You're going to want to get an external drive.
Well, that compared to the old
shows, it'll fill up fast. Yeah. Trust me.
Right. Well, compared to the old ones, it used to be, you got 100 gigabyte drive.
Yeah.
And you're like, 100? That ain't shit.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you,
standard def.
I'm telling you, 500 gigs HD will fill that in a heartbeat. So yourself a 2 terabyte hard external drive and plug it into the back.
Yeah, good thing I got a couple of those kicking around here. I think I know how to re-plug it in.
Yeah, definitely do it because once you start going for programs.
Yep. Well, the other thing I did too is I signed up for HBO so I could definitely get Game of Thrones.
Ah, yeah.
And watch that. And then the other thing is I kept the Amazon Fire so I can get the new, I don't know what they're going to call it. It's not going to be Top Gear, but.
Whatever it's called. Yeah.
The Boys.
The Boys.
Oh, yeah. Amazon Prime. Yeah, right.
So, but, that's cool. That's cool. But if you're interested, I will show you how to say, because you've got a bunch of old PCs. We could set you up a magic antenna.
Yes,
and you would, oh, man, it would fly on yours.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, as long as you're using a VPN, then the internet service provider really doesn't get, they don't know what the hell you're downloading.
I don't know. And it's much comfortable just to turn on Doctor Who. Like I said, I get BBC America. I don't watch it on there because I can't stand the freaking commercials. And they do edit them down a little bit because, you know what? They're an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Without commercials. And they're an hour long on BBC America.
Yep.
So something had to give.
Yep. So, we'll definitely have you up. We'll have a nice little barbecue cookout and set up a few other machines.
We'll get you set up because you'll like it. You would like Plex. Plex would be good for you. You would love it, especially with your collection. You would love Plex.
Oh, yeah. I think it might be in the future.
Yes. Okay. Where are we? We're down to Barty. Are you done, Joel? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm all done.
I'm trying to push us. We're almost at 2 hours.
All right, we're going to beat it. We're going to get under the 3-hour marker. That counts.
Well,
okay. Well, I don't know. That remains to be seen.
Barty, go. You got 5 seconds.
Oh, well, I tried Apple Music. I'm done. seriously, I hesitated to mess around with Apple Music after hearing all the horror stories of people's iTunes libraries being massacred and things. And as soon as all that died down, I went ahead and logged in and signed up to their free 3-month service and kicked it around a little bit. It doesn't seem so bad. It doesn't seem a whole lot different than Spotify. Pandora I never really got into because it never really linked up to my interest. But it's funny because Apple Music links up to my interest so much that they're mostly playing my own fucking music. And it's like, well, why don't you mix in things that I don't have? And I don't know if it's because I have such a large collection that there's not much I don't have, which I don't believe because there's a lot of Thelonious Monk I don't have. For instance, most of the Rolling Stones catalog I have, so I can understand them not being able to find a Rolling Stones tune that I don't have. But I turned it on to the family thing, and I turned it on my wife's iPad, and she's like, well, what do I do with this? And I was like, okay, well, this is a one-time Apple failing that it's not intuitive because an average person doesn't really know what to do. And I says, well, you got all these bubbles. You pick you tap the ones you like, and the ones you love, you tap twice. I have to tap it twice if I love it? Yeah. And so she did that. And she went through the whole selection process and went to the next screen, and they're asking her to select artists that she likes and loves the same way. And she's like, well, I don't even know who half these people are. And I says, well, okay, well, tap the ones you like and select to provide more artists. She says, okay, I don't know who these people are. And I says, well, let's go ahead and go past this and, just see what comes up. And so her selections are very far from what her tastes are. And I said, well, let's start searching for people and start adding them as people you like and love and things. Yeah. So we're in that. For her, this is going to be a very long, slow process. Where for me, I went through, and I said I loved classic rock, I love jazz, I love blues, and I like this or that. And they provided a large number of artists that I really did like and love, and I selected that. And, when I went to the next area, when you go to My Music, it pretty much literally was my own freaking music. And I'm like, well, that doesn't do me much good because I want to hear music that fits my taste that I'm not aware of, And so it's like, well, okay. But I like listening to the music. The first night I turned it on, I sat around and listened to different songs that I did not have in my library, but I had to go out and try to find them. And I listened to them for like about a couple hours, listening to music, and I said, oh, this is kind of cool. But it's really kind of hard to use. Excuse me. Yeah.
I haven't tried it. I'm not signing up for it because I don't, you know. I hate to say this. I don't listen to a lot of music. And every once in a while, I'll get in the mood to listen to music, and I either put Pandora on or just listen to my own music mix. Or I'll use the radio station, the old radio stations they have, not the new ones with DJs. I just don't want to pay the $9.99 a month. I don't listen to music that much that I want
to. Well, I love music, and I love listening to music I haven't heard before. And that's what first got me into podcasting. Is because there was a lot of podcasts that were playing independent artists, and that's what I did with my original podcast, was mostly independent artists.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. You know, and I didn't necessarily expect them to throw a lot of independent artists at me, but I kind of thought that they would... Oh, golly.
Bless you.
Thank you. I kind of thought they would look at what I had and try to present things to me that I did not have. You know?
Barty's getting sick.
I right can't believe this is happening to me right when I'm, you know, starting to talk.
Of course. Michael's
welcome
next.
To the sneeze cast.
The sneeze cast. Michael's going to talk next and his audio is going to go out.
So sure. I've had kind of a mixed kind of reaction to Apple Music. I kind of like it, and you know what? It sounds kind of fun. But I kind of like the Microsoft Zoom service better. I wish they would bring that back, because I really enjoyed that, and I used the hell out of it.
Yeah, that's
because it was a lot of music I did not have that I was able to find and download to my little Zoom play. And I enjoyed it. Excuse me, didn't hit pause quick enough.
Uh-oh, he must be having a sneezing fit right now.
I was, you pegged it right. At least I hit the...
Where's the cough button?
Yeah, he hit the cough button. He did.
But I tell you what, this is something in its infancy, and maybe it'll grow. Whether we stay with it in another 3 months, right now it doesn't look likely.
It'll grow, and once everybody likes it, that's when they'll cancel it. Like Microsoft did with Zoom, and yeah.
Well, with Zoom, they got rid of the player, which kind of reduced the reason for having a Zoom library.
And they haven't kind of moved it over to their new phones, have they?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so at all.
Yeah. You don't hear about that. So, Michael, what was your experience?
Oh, it sucks so far. moving on. No, actually,
I don't feel so alone
here. Oh, I mean, it's been atrocious for me. Every time I tune into Beats One Music and or something like that, or some guy screaming, interrupting the what they call music every 30 seconds.
Yeah. And they're not their DJs suck. I mean, they're not DJs.
I mean, I one of my favorite, if I do listen to actual stations online, I actually listen to the UK stations normally. So it's not that I have anything against, you know, British sounding DJs. It's certainly not to my generation. Yeah. But what really torqued me off was, for the longest time, I still can't find my playlists, my original PodSafe play, you know, all the stuff that I had on there in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was doing a podcast and all of a sudden I thought of a song for the episode I was doing, I could rip through right through the list, add it to Boss Jock, and continue on, and you know, make it fairly seamless. I think it was about a week ago. I was driving to town and I was thinking, I had been listening to various tech podcasts, you know, Tom Merritt and Leo, and they're saying, well, yeah, the way to do it is, you know, the way to break through this is to have Siri find the music for you. You're like, well, screw it. You know, half the time I don't have connectivity that allows me to use Siri. Mm-hmm. But I'm on the road. I have LTE service. So I said, Siri, where's my music? Would you like me to find some music for you? I said, no, Siri, I had lots of music in my phone. Where's my music? Well, here's a website that can help you. Siri, where is my music? And I start getting more and more animated about it. And she goes, which music is that? And I'm like, Siri, where is my
blankety blank music. Silence. Maybe it's on this. No, Siri, I had music on my phone. Where is my blankety blank, blankety blank, 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 blankety blank, blank music? And I was rather audible about it. And there's this pause, and then it goes, playing all your personal songs shuffled now.
Really?
You know, yes. It'd be funny if she cried. I can't find it, Michael.
I was literally getting very, very angry. And at this point, I said, okay, so finally, that, I could say, Siri, play my personal playlist shuffle. And she'd start it. But it's taken me forever to find, you know, go down through the menus, figure out again where my songs are. I still haven't found a list of my playlists. Hmm. And there's no easy button to go in there and start things shuffle. You have to pick a song, start it, and then scroll up the things to find, you know, the shuffle indicator, which is not labeled shuffled. You have to know what that little crossed arrows mean.
Hmm.
Apple Music sucks. I'm not impressed at all.
Again, I don't.
They got a ways to go. And I like my music. I'm an avid listener to Pandora. I do have stations I put together that work really well for me, and I listen to a lot of music podcasts, including Coverville, which I know is not everybody's cup of tea. Yeah.
My only issue with Pandora that I found is, you know, they have the prearranged stations, so usually my wife and I, like, you know, have the 70s and 80s songs going, right? And that was good in the beginning, and then there was a song that came on that was like end of the 80s, like, you know, we're talking about 1989 or something like that, right? And I happened to like the song. I don't even remember what the song was now, but I did a thumbs up on it, right? Well, then from then on, everything in the 70s and 80s radio station I was getting was from the 90s and the early 00s. And I'm like, how do you transform from 70s, 80s to the 90s and OEs? I don't know what you would call it. Beginning by just thumbs-upping one song that was at the tail end of 1989.
That is a problem with Pandora. Yeah. I get a station that I start up, and I'm afraid to thumbs-up something I like because everything else is the way I like it.
Yeah.
And I was riding home with Chris about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And there was a song on one of the stations that I listened to by The Clash, and I happened to like that song. But then all it did was play Clash songs, and I'm like, that's not why I've got the station. Right.
So now I'm wondering, I should pick a station that I don't like and play it, and then start doing thumbs down on every song they play, and see if you ever get to a point where it just stops playing music.
Well, what happens, you get to a point where it takes the thumbs down, but it makes you listen to the song anyhow.
Oh.
Because you can only bypass so many songs an hour.
Even worse, it might start making you listen to Barry Manilow.
Yeah, I kind of like Barry Manilow.
Chug.
Oh, God, no way.
Chug. Yeah. Chug.
Yeah. I do like Barry Manilow. He's got a good name. First name.
Yeah.
I can sing almost all his songs.
That's the only good thing about him is his name.
I sing
his
along.
First name.
Estrel, I sing along with Barry Manilow.
Now loading Craigslist.
I'm with Joe.
I won't believe it happened that soon, Joe.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you came. Oh.
Now initiating mute.
Okay. All right. Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. Joel,
before we move on.
Joel,
before
we it's move now on. Time for you to...
Wait, Michael's saying before we move on. What's up, Michael?
Since you brought up the Barry Manilow subject, going back a long time ago, almost 34 years ago, I went to a small pub with some friends in Wisconsin in a small farming community, and one of my friends thought it would be funny to put on multiple selections of Copacabana on the local
That's cruel and unusual punishment.
And we stood at the bar and watched this farming crowd listen to the first version, and then the second repeat of the first version. And on the third try, one guy from the bar turned around, lowered his head, and ran straight for the jukebox goring it with his head.
Oh. I don't blame him.
The wall.
That was a sacrifice point, for everybody.
I said, we're leaving now.
Time to go. Finish up.
And we got into my 1967 Chevelle with the 4-speed Muncie and the positive traction rear end and the 327 V8. And we made tracks out of there because they were following.
Left 11s in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Wow. All right. So I know what my four picks of the songs are going to be when it comes to my turn.
Acquiring position. Oh, no. Downloading latest Intel package.
Okay, Joel.
Loading Craigslist.
But wait a minute, Joel, you're the only one that's got something on here.
Yeah, exactly.
I got nothing. I really have barely played this week.
Your voice popped into my head when I was rolling through Wilton, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough territory now.
Yeah.
Bunch of frogs.
So what I ended up doing is I launched it, and I thought, let's see what's here. Holy crap, we're in the world of green.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a couple of portals. One of them is just off of 31. And my beautiful bride fired up her iPhone, and she's a level 2, I'm a level 4, and we went and attempted to attack a level 7 portal.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. That's almost all 8s and maybe 1 or 2 7s.
Yep, and...
And it was probably fully loaded, because it's Crazy Cat Lady, and let's see, Green Knight, and Robeson, and I can name all the guys there, and I go through there, and I attack one, and 15 minutes later, it's taken back. That's the
yes,
kind of
I can honestly there. Say that they only had, what was it, 6 resonators on it at the time, but it did have shields.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to try and attack it, and I had minimal XMPs, and that's all I had. It was like level 3s, 2s, and 1s.
Yeah.
And so it was fun just to do because I'm desperately trying to rank up to a level 5. Yeah. You and I have got to play together.
Yep, we got it. We can even go through Wilton, and you go through Lineboro, too. Lineboro's a good place.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was...
And Greenfield.
Yeah. I haven't tried Greenfield yet.
Greenfield's got a ton of them right through the little park there and the sporting area.
So I went ahead, and we both did, and obviously did not take the portal down, but... Did actually manage to, you know, help move up towards getting my level 5, you know. Yep. So that was fun. And then what else is there? One or two other little portals here and there that we were hitting along the way. Because, you know, while moving, it's like, oh, well, this breaks up the monotony of the drive of moving. Yep. And so we'll pull over here. And, of course, Debbie's like, you know, I'm driving down. I'm like, oh, there's a portal here. And I pulled over. I did a Barry. She's like, well, is there something wrong with the truck? I'm like, no, there's a portal here. We need to hack this. And so I hacked, and then we did a few attacks, and then she's like, wait, let me get my iPhone. Boom, 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 boom. So we started having fun with it. It's actually a lot of fun as a couple doing it.
Oh, if you two...
Oh, yeah. If you get more than one person, if you're playing with anybody else, it's a whole different game. It's fun.
Yeah.
More fun.
We got to get you two leveled up, because let me tell you something. Your entire new trip to go to work, and pretty much Deb's trip down to, you know, where there's actually civilization. That whole trip, the 31 corridor, I want to call it, okay?
Yep.
I mean, Antrim, big. Greenfield, big, green. Lineboro, Wilton, Milford. We desperately need blue people up there. And I'm telling you, once you get up to level 5, you're going to go up to 8 in no time. And believe me, you'll have no problems finding things to attack.
Well, I started playing again because I remember you saying that. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? No. And I did. So I put the maps open and I start looking. I'm like, holy smokes, there's green everywhere.
And then what you do, because you're so outnumbered by them. And the way you play the game then, because really, right now, pretty much from there's a couple people playing Milford, but as far as Wilton, I will even say Lineboro, because I've driven up through Lineboro on the way home, Peterborough and Jaffrey, I'm the only guy playing.
Right. Right. So, I mean, honestly, I'm kind of getting back into it. Yeah. It's one of those things where we were sitting in the truck, pulled over to the side, And I'm like, I'm hitting fire XMPs, and I ran out. And I looked over at her. I said, what do you have for XMPs? And she's like, well, I got like 48 number ones and 57 number twos and like 63 number threes and a couple of four. I'm like, drop them. I need them. So she's trying to, she's dropping them.
Clip.
Yeah, literally dropping them, and I'm picking them up, and then fire, and didn't take it down, but we had a lot of fun doing it. So yeah. That's one of our new fun things to do now while we're driving around through the back little villages here in New Hampshire.
It's fun. Even Hillsborough's green because you're up in well, it used to be Coop. You heard TDS screwed her up a little bit, so she is now Babraham Linkamp.
Ah.
If you see that, I call her Babs on the comms.
Right.
I don't know why she put a B in front of Abraham Linkamp.
I don't know.
Anyway, and her husband is Nimble, and they own the town of Antrim with a few other frogs up there.
Well, not for frickin' long.
Oh, you'll have a tough time, but you guys will be able to upgrade, and you can give them problems. And Peterborough is turning into a 7-8 farm because they've got about, I want to say, 6 frogs that are keeping that going, too. So, and I'm the only one that goes and attacks Peterborough. And I can't do it every day. So,
yeah,
see one here. I welcome you to...
Yes, I'm looking right now. Antrim Town Beach at Greg Lake is got a green portal. Well, that's where I'm going to visit tomorrow.
Who owns it?
It is Pine Singer.
Yeah, Pine Singer. He's up there. Yep.
It's only got one level 8 resonator on it. The rest of them are all empty. And it's half.
Yeah, that
empty.
Means he blew through and put one resonator on as he's going through town.
Shoot.
Or it could be, well, he's already got. It could be his guardian. I don't like to attack guardians, but only because...
How do you tell if one's a guardian?
A lot of times, if people have a guardian, they'll put one resonator on it because, for one thing, it'll make it not show up on the map very well because it's such a low level. You got to really zoom in to see it. And the other reason, it's easier to keep it pumped up.
Right.
You've got to recharge it. And you don't have to spend a lot of energy recharging it if it's just one.
Yep, so it's here. There's one.
But if you see it on your map, how can you tell if it's a guardian
you
or
can't.
Not?
You can't. You just, you know, if it's in the middle of nowhere and it's got one
there's a
resonator
gray.
On it, then it could be somebody's... It either means somebody was passing through town, they don't get through that much, so they don't want to waste their resonators on it. They just took the portal out and put one resonator on. That's kind of thumbing their nose at the local people. Or it's somebody's guardian. If you watch it for a couple of days, if you see that, you know, it stays charged, the one resonator stays charged, chances are it's somebody's guardian.
Well, yeah, but you know, I'm an asshole, so I'll take it out. Even if it is a car.
I think it's funny how you say watch it for a couple of days. Like, most of these places I run across, I only see once every week or 2 weeks.
Well, you can watch it on the Intel map.
Too. The Intel map?
Yeah, there's an Intel map. You go on the webpage. If you go to ingress.com/intel, it will pop up an Intel map, and you can go look at anywhere.
I never knew that.
Yes. And you can look at your area. That's how I choose. Because I'm so outnumbered now, I look at their big fields. I like to take down big fields. So I'll choose anchors to go after and try to take 2 or 3 big fields down at once. Like, I'll go through Milford, and it's like, okay, I'm going to take these 2 anchors out because it's going to wipe out the majority of their big fields. And that means they're not going to get MUs in the next clock cycle. So I go in and do that, and I leave the rest alone because I can't take out the entire town anymore. Not by myself, anyway.
Yes, I'm on their map right now. Ingress.com/intel.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great tool. It's kind of sucky to run, and it sucks if you try to use it on your phone. Because you got to do it, the best one to use. You can do it on Safari, but Chrome works better. But on a PC, it's not too bad. And you can zoom in and zoom out. But you got to really zoom in on ones that only have one resonator because, you know, it's they won't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, my Guardian's the one at Gilmore Pond, and I've actually got two resonators on it, but it won't show up unless you zoom all the way into Gilmore Pond.
Ah, I see. Yes. Oh, there's some goodies.
Yeah.
Wow, look at all the green and Keen.
Yeah, and Keen's the other. Yeah, they've got a whole group that works for a company there. CompUSA. Not CompUSA, the other one. What's it, PC Connection?
I thought they were in Peterborough.
They had the government version is out in Keen.
Yes. I know they also had a lot of offices in Nauseam.
Yeah, they're right along 101.
Yeah.
101A, actually, right by Penichuk Square.
Yep.
That's where they are, and they're also out in Keene, and I think they got one other location. I forget where that is. But, yeah, those guys keep... there are way more frogs in this area than in, than there are.
Yeah, most towns around here keep switching back and forth.
Yeah. Not here. It's pretty much... They've got it, so it's good to be a sniper. I like being a sniper.
Oh, I have a whole new desire to play this game again.
Yeah, see, yeah, well, I go to work and I say, okay, I'm just driving home. I'm not even going to start the game, right? I'm not even going to bring the game up. I already hacked this morning, so I've got my hack count going for a Sojourner and. So I don't need to worry about that. I'm just going to have a peaceful ride home. But then I make the mistake of hitting the tab on my browser at work and where the Intel map is. And I look at the Intel map and I go, oh, I can get that one. And I can get that one. And that's all she wrote.
So, Joel?
Yeah?
If you still got the Intel map up, type in 49918 in the search box.
All right. I'll do that right now. Back up. 49918?
Yes. You can see I play the part of a spoiler a little bit up here.
Search. Boom. And survey. Holy mackerel.
and then scroll out a little bit and you see how many how much green I'm blocking in this part of the state.
Holy smokes. Yeah, you are. A massive amount.
Holy Mark and I are keeping the fortress strong up here. But it doesn't...
Yeah, I'd
we're
say
not
so.
Putting a lot of effort into it. I mean, I go out and I recharge everything, but...
Just to let you know, you said type in 49918, and Joel did, and he goes, holy crap, look at that! I'm still waiting for mine to... I've got the map. I see no portals whatsoever yet. It's still loading data.
Oh, I've already zoomed in and out like 12 times.
Yeah, fuck you.
What? What did I do to you?
Let me try to refresh and see if that'll help. Oh, now I got to sign in again.
Yeah. Starting to feel like Johnny Carson's sidetrack. It's a side kick. Ho, 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 ho. Every time that Barry says fuck you.
Yeah, really.
What was the zip code again?
49918.
49918.
Try it again. Come on. Oh, yeah, I don't care about my area. Oh, there we go. Holy shit. Oh, that is cool. It's like a beacon of light.
No, there's someone. They're starting a green one in Houghton.
But I got to go down there and take that down. But that's just a little field compared to the blocks we throwing up here.
Oh. Very cool.
Regionally, the Western covered here.
Regionally, they're beating you though. That's the one thing about down here that we got all these frogs all over the place. I mean, it seems like oh my god, they should be overrunning. But every time you look up at the regional scores, blue is beating them. I don't know how. I don't know why. There must be some. All I can say is the blue fields that are there are over some highly populated areas because the MU is based on how many people. It's the population that you cover.
Right.
And the green is on the populated areas is what you're seeing.
Yeah.
They're trying to set up one hell of a field here at 03440. I'm going to have to try and get on the ball here.
They do that all the time.
03440?
Yep.
Sorry, Bob. We should have told you to go get a beer.
He wasn't going to talk about this at all. It's Joel's fault.
It is my fault. It is. And I'm usually the one surfing Craigslist now.
Yeah. See?
But I got into the game.
Ooh, there's Antrim.
Yes, sir. And if you look to the left of that big, giant green field, you'll find my road.
Which giant green field?
Well, there's a
there's like 15 up there.
No, there's one that's actually right off of 202. And it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 legs coming off of it.
Okay, I see that.
Yeah, and then if you go hook to the left, there's another smaller one off of, what's it, Millmore Road. If you look left on the screen, and then you'll see mine.
But, well, you have to tell me offline what your road is.
Yeah.
Yes, I see the smaller one. Oh, I guess, I'm guessing I know where you are.
Yeah, that's cool. That's the way Antrim usually looks, by the way.
We'll see if we can't change that.
That would be great. That would be super. Especially if you and Debbie get up there and you play as a team. You can go through and wipe out a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, making friends and building bridges.
Oh, actually, if you go take the Antrim Fire Department out, Abraham Lincoln and Nimble will come out and give you cookies. They live right across the street from there.
I actually have to drive right past here to get to my house.
Yeah, I kind of figured you did, because you'll see that's a stronghold all the time. If you look at it, it's probably cranked all the way up, and they can actually hack from it from inside their house.
Really?
Yeah. And if you go out and attack it, she will come out and introduce herself to you. She's very nice. They're a very nice couple.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, they're my favorite frogs.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Interesting. So anyway, that's what I've been doing, and okay. I'm having fun with it. That's for darn sure.
Wow.
Wow, that is a hell of one right there at the fire department. Is that the one? Where the hell is that at? Oh, that's the Grange building in Antrim.
Grange is another big one. And there's you go up a dirt road up at the top of there. There's a bunch of them up there, too. I took them out one night and got some frogs pissed off. I didn't realize it, but I think a couple of them were guardians. But hell, they had fields off of them. You know, if you're gonna anchor fields off your guardian, well, guess what? It's gonna get taken down.
Yeah, it's fair. It's part of the game.
So, all right, we've lost Bob totally now. So. Let's get into the next section.
Hello, and welcome to another late night QRM edition of Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and we have a few stories to tell. Barry, why don't you lead us off?
Okay, but before I start, I didn't think we were going to get to this tonight, but it's the Anthony Marco too long siren.
Sorry, Anthony.
Did we hit the 3-hour marker?
No, but we're at 229, 228, so we'll probably hit it.
Oops.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just wanted to say, mine's quick and short. I just want to say that I'm sitting at 199,000. Oh, I should probably say what I'm talking about. The lovely Prius. Sitting at 199,675 miles right now.
Ooh-wee. We're going to hit the 200,000 marker.
I think this week.
Nice.
It is a short week, though. Hmm. Will I make it? Yeah, probably make it.
So, very cool. Yeah. Very cool. You have to take a photo and throw it up on the G Plus page.
I am. That's why I got to keep watching the freaking odometer now. Remember, keep watching it, because no, me, I'll be busy hacking something. I'll go right, yeah. blow right by it.
What do you mean 200,004? Shit!
So, anyway, okay, that's it for me.
Michael!
Yes, well, I got a call from Jeep Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Jeep.
Jeep, the Jeep Doctor.
You said the Jeep Doctor. You didn't mention the name.
Okay, David's Jeep. All right, thank you. Yeah, I know. My bad. I should have said that. Anyhow, fortunately, this guy has no problem putting it up in the lift and keeping it there for a while, because it's been over a week now. I'm going up on two that the Jeep's been up on the lift. But he has been systematically going through the list from the video that Joel provided through the link on YouTube. And,
hey, Joel.
Yeah. And sure enough, we need to get the bumper from that, too. When he got down to taking off the traction bar and looking what was below it through the bolt, that was one of the areas to inspect.
Yep.
It ain't weldable. It is so elongated, it was about to rip that bracket right off the axle.
Holy crap.
So, and in that video, they actually do talk about it being bad enough at times that these brackets are ripped off the axles.
Hmm.
So he is actually going to have to grind off the bracket.
Yep.
He's got a new one in order, and his son, who is a professional welder, is going to come in and weld a new bracket on the axle. He's still going through everything else, but he said, this was definitely a problem. Wow. He said, but unless you unbolt it and take a look at it, you're not going to see it.
You're not going to see it.
Wow.
So nice. Hopefully, I mean, I told him to take his time, make it right, but we're coming down to about 1 week till David actually starts moving stuff into his dorm room, I think. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Jeez, it's August, yeah.
Yeah. Although, fortunately, it's not that far away. It's an hour's drive from here and only about 15 minutes from the campus.
That's true. Yes, that's
where the garage is, so yes. That's not too bad.
Yeah,
that works out well. So then the idea behind it being, will it have heat?
Well, we'll get to the, I wanted to steer first.
I wanted to steer first. Because I know it's going to start snowing in like 3 weeks.
Well, September. Yeah, exactly. I guess about three weeks.
3 weeks.
About 3 weeks.
That is 3 weeks, Michael.
One thing in the budget at a time there, Joel.
All righty. I was just wondering, I figured you just got it in pieces that far. Throw a heater forward it while you're at it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's actually going to be a different area of the Jeep to get to, but yeah. And it's the blend box is the problem, which is under the dash.
Oh, well, then you could just flip it so it just throws the heat out at the windshield, and that's good enough.
Like the old Volkswagens.
Yeah, exactly. You can just disconnect all the levers and shit at the blend box, flip the manual panel over with a screwdriver. So, yes, it blows heat once you get the fan blowing. Just throw it at the windshield. I don't give a crap about the rest. It'll get warm eventually.
No, actually, that's what it does by default.
Oh, okay.
When the blend box breaks, the default position is windshield, and you can get floor. You just can't get vent.
Ah, okay.
Hmm. All right.
That works. So, let's see. What is next? Oh, I'm next. Are you good, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. We're done.
All right, cool. Yeah, I went ahead and real quick. So, since doing all that work to Rambo... Absolutely running. Like that Rambo's a horse.
Well, you picked Rambo. I went out and I started listening to music from the Rambo movies. It's fucking slow, drawn out, dramatic music.
Hey guys,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever mentioned this to you, but we actually on the farm that my wife trained at, we actually had a horse named Rambo.
See? So it works.
So now it's stuck with a horse now. Okay.
No, we'll find something for it. I'm still looking. Oh, jeez. Whoops.
Whoops.
Oh. Hey, don't get carried away there, Barry.
Oh, it's a gay horse.
Cut that breath. Next you'll be playing some Barry Manilow.
Men's alone.
There you go. So
if anybody was offended by that comment, grow a thicker skin.
There you go.
If we want to talk about gay horses, here we are.
They're very happy.
Gay horses. Yeah, they very are.
Good. New sensors in it. Not one light. Purrs like a kitten. And I'm managing to squeeze about 15 miles to the gallon city out of it.
Wow.
Hey, that's with the 360 V8. So, it's pulling trailers. Now I've been hooking trailers because it's got a class three hitch on the back. And sure enough, we needed to pull some trailers. So I threw the ball. Boom, hooked it on, yanking trailers, no problem. So I couldn't be happier. I got nothing bad to say about that. And the other thing I got going on is Elvira.
I don't have that. You haven't talked about Elvira in like 2 years. And there's a perfectly good one for that. And now I'm going to have to go out and get it.
It's coming north this week.
That's going to be the bumper. I don't have it.
Yeah, there you go.
So are you going to keep Elvira? That's another reason why I never went out and got it.
Yeah, Elvira is still in the family for now.
Okay.
Unless the right diesel family truckster comes my way.
Oh, God. Now that one I can do. But if you get a family truckster, then I'm going to have to get a song from the new movie, which I understand sucks. But
why wouldn't it?
So that's all I got for Bottom Gear.
All right. Cool. Let's go quickly into entertainment last month. Welcome to Entertainment Last Month, where we talk about TV shows and movies that, they came out like 3 years ago, but we're seeing them for the first time. And Michael's the only person who seems to have been had some free time between saving people's lives, fighting fires, and doing miraculously engineering feats of skill to watch any kind of TV or... movie. So
well,
Michael.
Yeah, lots and lots of coding, lots and lots of troubleshooting of production processes. But when I come walking in the door at midnight, Chris is normally up late, so we'll fire up Netflix since we have gone through most of the we've gone through all of season 8, and I really have a problem paying $1.99 for every Doctor Who extra on Amazon, so we're gonna have to start looking for other sources for some of this stuff, or at least get bundles. But we started back with I think it said at the last show we went back to William Hartnell, and Chris was a little confused. He's like, "Well, season one, and there's like 4 or 5 episodes of one story, and that's season one because there's a sampling of each of the Doctor Who's, and Hartnell's what 130 episodes or something like that. I mean, he was there for a while." Now we are on John Pertwee. So we finally cut over to color the night before last. But she's enjoying them. I did warn her. I said, you may want to jump ahead. She goes, no, I want to go back to the beginning so I can see the progression. I said, okay. Well, just so you understand. And the sampled episode they give for drawing a blank on the second Doctor, guy who looks like one of those Three Stooges. Well, he does a little bit. Oh, looks a little bit like Mole.
A Doctor Who gives a shit.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that helped a whole lot.
I'm sorry.
The episode they give for Doctor Who is Mine Robbers, which is one of the worst stories I've ever heard in the history of Doctor Who. But she worked her way through it. We just got done with Spearhead from Space, so we're thoroughly enjoying it, and it's still it's perfect midnight make some popcorn and olive oil, you know, and sit down and watch an episode or, well, and the old one, it's an episode or two of the storyline. Mm-hmm. And the new ones, you watch a whole storyline for, you know, the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're moving right along.
Good.
I got to get the HDMI adapter so I can, I do have some stuff on the laptop to watch, mm-hmm. but she doesn't want to watch it on a laptop. She wants to watch it in flat screen, so I got to get the adapter between my MacBook and the TV set.
Hmm. Okay.
Because my my Apple TV is out on loan, and I'm not sure I'm ever going to get that one back. So
I was going to say, yeah, you just AirPlay it.
Yeah, I currently don't. I do have an Apple TV, as I said, but I don't expect to see it again. So I don't know if I want to go out and buy another one or not.
Hmm.
Until I know what they're doing, anyhow. Until they decide whether it's a hobby or not.
Right, exactly. Okay, and the next thing?
Oh, the last one is, or the next one is something I moved up from Days of Our Lives, but because I wasn't going to let this one go. I've been trying. Actually, I've been doing lots of recording on the post-MMPR 2015 gathering, so much so that especially after the impromptu, very serious call after the show last week, I was really, really, really fried on Sunday, and I finally said, now, this is going to shock you guys. Screw it! I'm taking a day off. I'm taking a whole day off.
What?
What?
Huh?
That, what? That's what I did. So, starting Sunday morning after Chris and I went to breakfast, is started pedaling my ass around town. Excuse me, I got on the bicycle and started riding around. And I got just about to Copper Harbor when the red giant bicycle that I've been slamming together with a sledgehammer and Loctite Red, decided to fall apart again.
Oh, jeez.
So I moseyed back to the house, and Mark was actually doing a game, team game competition,
mm-hmm.
in Studio V. I think I mentioned that last, yes, week even. And so I asked him if he would mind if I borrowed his Kona dog, which is a real mountain bike. And he said, yeah, no problem, Dad. So I proceeded to ride around all day recording segments. Because I did record a couple of attempts at the podcast that shall not be named, formerly known as Steve, and and I actually did a full length virtual Uper, but I wasn't happy with them. But I said, you know, I still got to release these anyhow, so I'm going to do some bumpers, I'm going to do some comments on what I didn't like about the episode, but the fact that I'm still going to go ahead and release them. And I spent most of Sunday just riding around on the mountain bike, stopping when I had a thought, recording another segment for Boss Jack, and when I was near Wi-Fi, I was uploading them so I wouldn't lose them. Plus, I need the space in my iPhone so I could upload them and get them off. So I've got all this stuff in the can. Now, the question is, am I going to get these released before this episode gets released? It's going to be close. I don't know. But I'm going to try.
All right.
And lastly, and I mentioned it actually earlier in this show, and I've mentioned it in, you know, probably years ago on this podcast, but if you haven't checked it out yet, one of the longer running semi-commercial but longer running shows out there is Coverville. And a lot of people aren't into covers, but I find for me that they're either, the episodes are either treasures or they're crap. He's not afraid to fail. Sometimes he comes up with these magical shows, and he's up around episode 1,100 something now.
He was one of the original podcasters.
Yep, yeah. And he was doing, and this is the guy that does the morning stream in the morning, or he's one of the ones on the morning, okay, stream. I don't know if he's on every episode, but yeah, he's part of the Frog Pants Network, I believe.
I think so, because I hear Scott, yeah, Johnson talking about him.
But He takes on artists that are having birthdays, or he does a history on somebody, or he does listener requests. But I've heard some amazing, amazing covers on the show, and amazing theme music he puts together. And I've heard some that I've gone through three or four songs, like, I can't take this anymore, and you know, I'll shit can an episode. But I find it's always worth listening to. I mean, it's always worth checking out anyhow. So that's my recommendation for the show. If you haven't tried Coverville, try it. If it's been a long time since you tried Coverville, try it again. Mm. Or ignore my advice altogether. See if I care. All right.
All right.
Good one.
Okay, that's going to do it for entertainment last month. And, oh my God, we got to come under 3 hours. So, hey, we got musical guests tonight. It's, we're still doing Barty's Picks, and it's James Taylor this week with Knocking Round the Zoo. And so we'll have James up in a minute. But first, we want to say, give a shout out to all the our military guys, both CONUS and OCONUS. Thanks for what you do. And especially you OCONUS guys, be careful, stay safe. And we'll keep the home fires burning for you until you get back to your family and friends. And that's it. So we're from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, where the neighbor has finally stopped shooting. I'm Barry J.
And from central New Hampshire, in studio FY, this is Joel.
And from the Tug Hill Plateau of central New York, this is Barty. And I think I'll go out and start doing some shooting. Just because I can.
And from the Copper Island, where the university at the southern end of the island is known as Finlandia University, or otherwise FU. This is Michael in Studio V.
All right, everybody. That's show 191, 192 next week. We'll try to keep it shorter next time. Until then,
yeah,
here's,
right.
Yeah, here's, here's James Taylor.
Knocking around the zoo on a Thursday afternoon. There's bars on all the windows and they're counting up a spoon, babe. And if I'm feeling edgy, it's a chick who's paid to be my slave. Yeah, oh, watch out, James. But she'll hit me with a needle. She thinks I'm trying to misbehave, yeah. Now the keeper's trying to cool me, says I'm bound to be alright. But I know that he can't fool me, cause I'm putting him up tight, yeah. And I can feel him getting edgy every time I make a sudden move. Whoa, whoa, yes it's true. And I can hear him celebrating every time I up and leave the room. All come to see me. They point at me and stare. Said he's just like the rest of us. So what's he doing there? Now they hide in their movie theater. Drinking juice, keeping tight. What's that bright light, Bishop? There's a certain about one thing, babe. That zoo's no place to spend the night. No, no. Bars on all the windows and they're counting up the spoons, babe. And if I'm feeling edgy, there's a chick who's paid to be my slave. Yeah, watch out, cooch. But you hit me with a needle if you think so, trying to misbehave, yeah.
Samson, speak. Good boy.